to kids' t-shirt,
our custom KLOS hoodie,
and gets us even closer to a cure.
Text the word ROCK to 785-833 or call 800-345-4673.
St. Jude Rocks, presented by Cadillac of Beverly Hills, where prestige meets possibility.
Huddy and Frank Show, yes, it's that time. Once a year, we get together and have the St. Jude Radiothon to help fight childhood cancer. I have my tissues.
Oh. That's paper towels.
I know. I've already used half of them just thinking about St. Jude. They're right here by my side just in case. I probably will need those. Everyone buying squares on when I would probably start sobbing?
Our group text went out last night.
Okay.
Yeah. I have 720.
I should have sold squares, to the audience as well, with all the proceeds going to St. Jude's.
Oh, yeah. Gambling for good.
Yeah, well, then maybe put, like, a concert ticket or something on it. So that's if you won the square of, like, the minute that Frank started crying.
Yeah.
But Johnny, he's turned into a little bitch over the years.
That doesn't make you a bitch. That makes you an evolved human being.
I know, but...
makes you an evolved human being.
Now that Johnny's got kids.
Although I don't look at him and think evolved human beings. I don't know what I'm talking about, to be honest with you.
He has that connection to the parents out there and can't imagine his own kids having to
every time I think about
deal with this.
Every time I think about
you're
it.
You're almost there, dude. I see it in your eyes.
I am.
I had 618. Come on. Hold on for 30 seconds.
Just thinking about it last night and just the emotion that goes through today and tomorrow. It's just, it's such a good reason to cry. You know what I mean? Like, this is the reason.
Not the Steelers not winning.
No, just get mad.
I mean, he's used to those tears.
Right.
He will be crying those tears the rest of his life. But we're hoping to cure childhood cancer with the St. Jude Radiothon.
Yes,
and
please.
It's here, so it's becoming a partner in hope, and that's by pledging just $19 a month to help kids at St. Jude facing cancer. You can put your gift on a card, and you'll get a new music gift, Music Gives shirt. I do have the shirt on. Yeah. We all got the shirt on. It's like the KLOS Rainbow Racetrack, 95.5 KLOS. Mm-hmm. It says Music Gives to St. Jude Kids.
It's a great shirt.
Yeah. And then also, because you get both, you get two garments this time around. The sweatshirt that I have on, it's a zip-up hoodie, and it has her on the front, Music Gives to St. Jude's. And then on the back.
Back's really cool. So rock and roll. Oh. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Music Gives to St. Jude Kids. It's a great hoodie.
So you get both.
Super soft.
When you become a partner in hope. So
they do it right.
Lana's here from, she works there at the home base in Memphis. That's where St. Jude's is located. Now, just because it's located in Memphis doesn't mean you don't have access to all the treatment the research. It's a research hospital. So
they share everything.
Yeah, so wherever you are, they share all of their breakthroughs. And so by giving to St. Jude, you're not just helping St. Jude, you're helping pretty much the world, because it's worldwide as far as like this issue and trying to solve this cancer problem. So Anna's given us a goal of getting 25 partners in hope in the 6 o'clock hour. Now, remember when we first started, like, I don't know, 9 years to go, 9 years ago?
Yeah.
It was like, let's try to get 7 or something, like a 3. And now they know what we can do and they know what you can do. And so they're coming in with 25 partners in hope for the 6 o'clock hour and to help incentivize. I mean, even though the 6 o'clockers are some of the most solid listeners that we have. I mean, they are the people who get up in the dark to go and start everybody else's day. And I appreciate them so much. I mean, we do Who's Going to Hell? Because they're the only audience that can even handle that.
They're tough, but yet real tender, too.
Tough and tender, the 6 o'clockers. So show up. You can text to become a partner in hope. Text the word ROCK. ROCK to the number 785-833 and click the link from St. Jude to donate. That's really the easiest way to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a phone number, and if you need that, we will give that to you as well. But right now, I mean, the texting is the easiest way to do it. So text the word ROCK to the number 785-833 and click the link from St. Jude to donate.
Now, you might be thinking,
oh, look at that. There are pictures on it.
Oh,
in our shirts.
I love it.
I just
saw
the link. It pops up, and there we are.
Here's what I want to remind you, too, because you might be like, oh, I did this with you guys last year. I'm already a partner in hope. Well, is your spouse a partner in hope? Mm-hmm. Is your kid a partner in hope? Mm-hmm. You know, I lost my mom. It'll come up on 2 years ago on Christmas
Is
Day.
Your mom?
my mom. I made my mom a partner in hope last year. And
keep
and
them alive and in the fight.
That
mom
is right.
Passed away from cancer. My mother passed away from cancer. And my mom's been in the fight since. Still fighting.
Yes, Barb is still fighting cancer. You know, for these kids, and so you can keep them in the fight that way. But just remember that if you're like, well, I can't do it because I've already done it. Make somebody in your life. That's a great. Listen, it's Christmas season coming up on the end of the year. It's a great gift to give somebody because you know what? Are they going to remember that? I don't know. Candle you bought for them next year? Maybe not. Mm-hmm. But they're going to remember like, oh wow. Yes, I'm helping kids fight cancer. They'll remember that. And that's something that matters.
And maybe, you know, if you don't have like a spouse or whatever, somebody in your family, and but you have friends and you're going to a white elephant party.
Yeah.
Can you imagine you make that the white elephant gift? Where it's like, you're a partner in hope. There'll probably be people trying to steal that.
I want
to
be the partner in hope.
But you only steal it twice. Right. It's the rules. It's the white elephant.
Every family has different rules, Frank. But I think you're right. I think mostly you can only steal it twice. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it?
I want to call out all the aunties. You know, I don't have kids, none that I know of, you know what I'm saying, fellas?
But you do have...
I have nieces and nephews, and I have friends who have kids. And I'm an Heidi to a lot of my friends' kids, and so you know maybe all the aunties out there who like that you don't have biological children, but you are.
Is it Aunt Heidi and Uncle Chris when you guys go over?
Well, yes, yeah, sometimes just depends. You know, we mix it up. Sometimes I'm Uncle Heidi. You know, when we role play. Depending on what
are Aunt Heidi and Aunt Chris sisters? Do you get that a lot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do they? Why do they live?
Do they have bunk beds? Do they sleep in the same room? Are they having bunk beds?
I wanted to get us bunk beds, but she wouldn't allow it. So all the aunties listening, you don't have bio kids, but you know
they don't make California King bunk beds. But what if they did? It's huge.
Oh no, they do. They make adult.
They do.
Oh Frank, they make adult bunk beds, and I wanted to do it where our bed is. Just push them the other, turn it the other direction, and push it against the wall.
Best thing about St. Jude's, like if you want to, I guess, because they take care of the families completely. I mean,
100%.
The $19 a month goes to basically every expense that any family would have to endure by not on their own if it wasn't for St. Jude's.
They don't pay for medical. They don't pay for travel. They don't pay for food. They don't pay for housing. St. Jude handles everything, and that's because of your donation.
And this is for the family, too. I mean, if brothers and sisters need to come out and stay, you know, there's a, you know, they get them an apartment and they stay out there so the child who is trying to recover can be with their family. And all the family has to worry about is encouraging the healing process as opposed to worrying about anything else. The worry is on us and the doctors and nurses and everybody else the same dude just getting the work done. But as far as that $19 a month, that's where that goes. And so I'm sure that if some patient wanted to have their brother, because they're used to sleeping in the same room together, can you wheel another bed in here so my brother could be in here with me? Absolutely. I mean, it's just they do everything they can to make the healing process smooth. And
you can be a part of that.
All you got to worry about.
You can be a part of that. Just text the word ROCK to the number 785-833. It's so easy. And as a matter of fact, if you
16 more to go. 25
in the 6 o'clock hour. And if you remember from last year, you just click the link and then we'll pop up. It's already probably in your phone. So you could probably dial 78 and it'll go 5833. And that's how you can do it again. And it makes it super, super easy. And it takes maybe a minute or two. That's it.
So, yeah, do it. 16 more of you in the 6 o'clock hour. It'll text the word ROCK to 785-833. Then you got to click that link from St. Jude to donate.
You get the T-shirt and the sweatshirt.
To also incentivize you, even though I know all the six o'clockers got hearts of gold and they don't do really the other incentives, somebody who becomes a partner in hope in this hour, so hopefully we get the 25 goal, so hopefully more, please.
Yes.
We'll win Guns N' Roses tickets for the September 5th show at the Rose Bowl.
Wow.
We did hold some of those to the side when I was giving them away last week or the week before, so somebody who becomes a partner in hope, St. Jude will let us know from this particular hour and pull a name like that person won the Guns N' Roses tickets. So you get T-shirt, you get sweatshirt, you might win Guns N' Roses tickets, and you're helping fight childhood cancer. I mean,
what's
it is,
better than that?
Yeah.
Then you wear your St. Jude T-shirt to the Guns N' Roses concert, and then you get the
because it looks very rock and roll on concert.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it does. It's cool. So if you've always wanted to see Guns N' Roses. And what an amazing show that's going to be. For $19 a month, you wouldn't go see Guns N' Roses. Yes, of course you would. All you have to do is text the word ROCK to the number 785-833. You click the link, and you're a hero. You're a partner in hope. And then you can come out to our party and hope, which I'm sure we're going to do again.
I wanted to give a shout out to Morongo Casino. This Morongo Casino Studios here in Burbank. They're the studio sponsor, and they're a big sponsor today for our St. Jude Radiothon. So thank you to
Morongo.
Yeah, thank you to Morongo. And also Cadillac of Beverly Hills.
I'm sorry.
Cadillac of Beverly Hills.
Excuse me.
Look at that.
Yes.
Wow, thank you.
They're a big sponsor today of the St. Jude Radiothon as well. So thank you so much, Cadillac of Beverly Hills, for jumping on board. Seems like you might be a new friend to KLOS in the show. I don't think we've had Cadillac of Beverly Hills.
They are brand new this year, joining on.
Ooh.
All right.
All right.
I used to have a Cadillac.
I remember. And then you got it fixed at your eye doctor.
Yeah, got to take it off. That was a cataract.
I always mix those two up. Dang it.
The Cadillac I had was the one that had the like the truck bed on it. When that first came out.
The
Cadillac with the truck bed.
Yeah, I remember those.
What was the name of that?
Was the Escalade truck?
Escalade XRT. Or something like that.
Oh,
That was nice.
That was hot.
22-inch rims.
Yeah. The things you remember.
It was the time. It was like, what? Late
2000?
90s?
No. 2000.
Early
2000. I had two Escalades.
Okay. 20-odds.
Okay. All right.
Well, thanks, Cadillac. Obviously, we love you.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, too, when you become a partner in Hope, just to kind of put things in perspective for you, and again, you can do that by texting the word ROCK to 785833. One partner in Hope, so that's you, you listening, you, Bill, in your car, you decide to do it. You've just provided 9 meals for a little kid, for a St. Jude patient. That, you just, 9 meals, that's a lot of meals. Speaking of meals, amazing
not
kitchen
at one time.
St. Jude.
They're not trying to get me,
they're not stuffing.
They're not overfeeding
when
children.
When they want to eat.
Just 9 meals.
Yes.
You know?
If it was around here, we'd all eat,
maybe
we'd eat all 9
squares
at once.
Maybe that's 3 days. I don't know. But not all at once.
It's all important. Every little bit is important.
Yes, so text the word ROCK to 785-833. The word ROCK, R-O-C-K, and then to the number 785-833. It'll pop up. You'll see Heidi and I sitting there in our 95.5 KLOS Music Heals or Gives to St. Jude's Kids t-shirts. That's the t-shirt you're going to be getting as well. And then you're also getting a sweatshirt. So click on that donate button and become a partner in Hope today. I like Heidi's idea. We've done it in the past where it's like if you had somebody pass away in the last year, you can keep them alive and in the fight by making them, I think, a partner in Hope. That's a great thing to do. My dad has always been one anyway, but because he was there with my mom when she started her cancer camp, Camp Bluebird. So I have a Bluebird tattoo, and me and my dad were out there helping with the fishing lines for the people with cancer. And so I've been around it for a very long time. My mom was an oncology nurse. And then she ended up being taken by cancer, and I was always like, "What the? That just doesn't
universe
seem fair." Yeah. But yeah, it's been something that every family, every person probably has a degree of separation away from somebody who's passed away, or knows somebody. So if you think of that person that you know who is battling or has battled, and who lost their battle with cancer. Make them a partner in Hope today, in their honor, by texting the word ROCK. For some people who like, I don't text, what is the phone number? Do we have an official phone number?
We do have the phone number. It's up there on the screen.
Oh, 800-345-4673. If you want to just use your phone the old-fashioned way.
And talk to somebody.
And as an operator, you can call them up, 800-345-4673. But really the easiest way on your phone, just grab it out of your pocket, stop scrolling, go back to text, and then text the word ROCK to 785-833 and become a partner in Hope. It'll be the
best thing you do this year.
Yeah, you
can be
never regret it.
You can be a person who doesn't do a whole lot throughout the year. You know, maybe like, I don't really get involved in all that. That's fine, I guess. But let this be the thing you do this year.
This is that final lap into Christmas. So if you're looking to kind of...
If you are borderline naughty niceless, this is the definite way to tip the scales to nice. So
also, let me tell you, just to sort of give you hope... And to show you what your money does. Now, some people think, 19 bucks, that's not that. I mean, how can that make a big difference? It does, especially when we all do it together. But, for instance, let's say it was 1960, and your kid gets leukemia.
Getting music from 1960.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to KLOS.
It's
1960.
It's not that old.
Hello, everybody.
Yes, that'd be more like the 1940s, and I've got a transatlantic accent.
No, it's not that old. Jeez.
Well, 1960. Okay, that's
we're going to put you're taking him back in time. Let's do the put some music under it. Take him really back in time. When Danny
Jordan.
Thomas was just now starting out, when he started St. Jude, when he went to, when he was a young performer, struggling.
Right.
And then he goes and thought he'd pray on it and prayed to St. Jude, the saint of lost causes, and says, hey, if you help me figure out what the hell to do with my life, I'll build you a shrine someday if it works out.
Yeah.
So that guy, man of his word, old Danny Thomas, he built St. Jude Medical Research Hospital, which is absolutely amazing. Just that story about going in there, has young kids of his own. He's struggling. He's like, you know, on his knees asking for, you know, just some guidance to for any kind of success. Help me. And
if
never
you do.
Forgot. He didn't.
He didn't
go. Hey, thanks, St. Jude.
Well, see you later.
Later.
Yeah. No.
He built the whole research hospital, and it's been going on since when was it? 1960.
1960. If your kid got leukemia, which is a blood cancer, in 1960, they had a 4% survival rate.
Whew.
That is heartbreaking, terrifying, all of that. Today, because of St. Jude, because of Danny Thomas, because of you. There's a 94% survival rate.
That is amazing.
That's what your money does. So if you're thinking, oh, it's no big deal. Yes, it's a very big deal. Because in 1960...
Over the years, that's why we do it every single year. Is because the more and more we make, like I said, they are one of the only hospitals that has this like photon, I don't know. But it's like this huge machine that I think... Well, we've had patients come in here who had the kids and they have to... They focus, and it's just this breakthrough technology that was developed because of the ability, to, you know, with all the money and the research funds that we give St. Jude, that they were able to come up with this. And so, yeah, they've treated, you know, thousands of kids with this
wonderful
machine. Yeah, from all over the world.
And they don't just, we figured it out. We're not going to share it. You know, no, they take what they learn and they send it out all over the world so that no matter where you live, you can benefit from St. Jude research. It's incredible.
What really gets me, though, is becoming a partner in hope is the human connection to the parents or to the, you know, the families. Because, to have something like this just blindside you out of nowhere and all of a sudden your life changes completely. It's like we talk about, you know, if you've ever been in an accident, your life can change in a heartbeat. Well, it wasn't really an accident. It's just, you know, something was going on. You went to the doctor. They did some tests and said, looks like it's a tumor. And then submit your case to St. Jude, and they, you know, accept you. And, like, the next day, you're on a plane, and the treatment starts, and it's like, okay.
They don't wait.
How much is my bill? And they're like, there is no bill. There's no bill for the plane tickets to get out there. There's no bill for the food that you're going to eat while you have to be here. And, it doesn't matter how long you're there. I mean, you could be there, you know, treated for a month, 3 months, 11 months, or, you know, years. And they're always patients. So even when, you know, as far as, like, the research goes, it's like they were treated as a child. Then as they grow through their adulthood, they always go back and get their checkups and things like that and see how
once
they're
a patient,
doing.
And, always a patient.
And so they're all part of the whole research process. But, yeah, not a dime comes from the families or the patients when they're adults. It's all on us. Like I said, we're all 1 degree away from cancer in some way. So to collectively, I mean, the goal is to never do this again, never have this,
correct,
these radiothons, because we did it. And going from 4% for blood cancer to 94%, I mean, we're close. We're there. Yeah, like, we are at that tipping point of breakthrough. And with technology the way it is, and the one thing, maybe one of the one things that artificial intelligence could give us is a different perspective on and be able to crunch a lot of the data that we've collected over since 1960 together and go, here it is. Wow, that's awesome.
You know,
so maybe we won't have to do this anymore. But right now we do. And right now we need some partners in hope. I don't know how many we have right now, but our goal is 25.
We're going to look it up.
For the 6 o'clock hour. And so text the word ROCK right now, R-O-C-K, to 785-833. You'll get the T-shirt. You'll get the sweatshirt, and you're in the running to win some Guns N' Roses tickets, because that's the 6 o'clock I guess 6 o'clock give back giveaway for all your partners and help you become a partner. We got 11 more. Come on,
people.
Yeah, we're already over the halfway point, and we need 11 more. So, yeah, the give back giveaway for the 6 o'clock hour to kick off the St. Jude Radiothon here at KLOS is Guns N' Roses, September 5th at the Rose Bowl. Now, Stu's going to be continuing this on throughout the midday, and then Nick Carter is going to be doing continuing it on all the way to, I think, 7 p.m. Yep. So we started at 6 a.m. and all the way to 7 p.m. We're going to do it 2 days. And our goal is to raise the most money possible. Every year we try to beat our record. And I know that Keith is no longer with us. I mean, he's still alive.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, in the past, I mean, it seems like we were able to raise a lot more money with our F Keith, F Cancer campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Because people just despised him.
Right.
So proving that we can win and get rid of horrible, horrible cancers.
Yeah, look at that. This is just
We're halfway done, folks.
We are reaching the tipping point.
Keith is gone, and now cancer
now
has
we,
to
we're go. Coming cancer's for you, Hodgkin's lymphoma!
Come on, now we gotta get cancer out of here.
We are coming for you,
know,
you Hodgkin's.
I really wish it probably would have been cancer first, then Keith, but whatever. Uh-huh. Whatever. We're We're halfway there, okay?
Cue the Bon Jovi music.
So, text Rock to 785-833. Don't think we've won because Keith is gone.
No.
The battle is still on.
Osteosarcoma is still here.
We have to keep the fight going.
Oh,
but
man.
This Keith's loss is proof of success, okay?
We're so halfway there.
Text the word ROCK, R-O-C-K, to 785-833. We need 11 more to hit our goal of 25 for the hour. And I have my St. Jude Children's Hospital cowbell. It sits here on my desk, in my spot. Not on my desk, my spot where I do the show all year. You know, mm-hmm. I see this every day that I come in, and I think it's like, as far as our success that we've had this year, and I credit a lot of that to the 6 o'clock hours. I mean, you look at our ratings hour by hour, the 6 o'clockers are just, we are the huge. I mean, we are the absolute dominating number one show at 6 o'clock in Los Angeles.
Yes. Wow.
So thank you.
Mm.
Thank you guys
thank
so
you.
Much.
We love you.
And, you know, we find out, you know, how we're doing, you know, the ratings. It's like they come out on the weeklies, and then you get your, you know, the weekly average becomes the monthly, and then, okay, you get the monthlies, and then there's a 3-month average that becomes the quarterly, and that's, you know, what they base it all on, and it's like, okay, and advertisers can come based on how many listeners you have, and there's, you know, that's, and it's not an exact perfect system, but it's the system that we all play by, and so it's just, that's just what we, what, you know, how we can measure ourselves.
Okay!
But, I hope that was an accident. Where was I?
Measuring things, Frank.
For weeks to months to quarters, and that's how advertisers
jump on board.
I'll get to it later. The moment's gone.
You
the
know
moment,
you can't interrupt
the moment's
him.
Gone.
Let
I mean,
me take you back to 1960.
Seriously, Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy.
I mean, come on.
It's early.
As I was saying, before I was rudely interrupted by Lil Jon.
He does that.
Is that the 2 days during the St. Jude Radiothon is how I truly measure our success. I can look at the ratings and we can get, you know, hey, we're number one, and you know, Peele's skipping down the hall, popping champagne corks. But it's these 2 days, and it's the numbers that we get as far as like the donation numbers. And when we go out to the advertisers, and it's like, you know, I know you can show them the ratings numbers of how well we're doing, and that's how you could, you know, sell some advertising. But I'd rather you sell the numbers that we get from St. Jude to say in 2 days they were able to raise this amount of money, because their audience is you know, loyal, and they are givers, and they are supporters. And so whoever supports the Heidi and Frank show, they're going to support. And this is proof of it. That's where I see the success. So it's like, you know, I get to fart around every day, you know, and have a great time. And I'll be indebted to all of you for the rest of my life. But when I do these 2 days, not yet. It gives me purpose. Yeah, waking you up every day and having a good time and
whatever's going on in your life, if I can make you smile, that's great. And that's purpose. But when it comes to saving a child's life or possibly being part of a solution, that's what the real purpose is for me. So I love these 2 days. I hope I never have to do them as far as like in the future, but as far as doing them, I cherish these 2 days and your support in allowing us to really see the numbers that matter. And that's the numbers of partners and the amount of money we can raise. So thank you to everyone who's already become a partner in Hope. And if you could make a loved one a partner as well. I mean, we're already where we were last year as far as our goals, because we just doubled it. Mm-hmm. Okay. We have all of you already who are partners in Hope. And if you make one more person as a Christmas gift, stocking stuffer, and says, yeah. And then it's great for kids, and like especially like Lucy's age and Johnny to go. And they already understand it, which is awesome, because Johnny's been
teaching
here.
Teaching empathy.
And it's like, yeah, this is what it's about. And they've met patients. They've talked to them. And so to be able to give that kid that connection to another sick kid, explain to your kids so they can go, yeah, I got all these gifts, like the ratings. I got all these gifts. What really meant the most was that gift, by becoming a partner in Hope. So text the word ROCK, ROCK, to the number 785833. And click the link from St. Jude to donate.
We need 9 more.
Got the sweatshirt and the T-shirt and the Guns N' Roses tickets this hour. So, technically, I guess, yeah. Whoever had 741 or 641 on the squares, you won. You won. I didn't. They weren't rolling down my face, but. I definitely have to use a tissue because my nose is like full.
Listen, you know, as you were talking, Frank, because you obviously have kids and now you have a little grandkid, which I'm sure Banks will now become a partner in Hope. I mean, it's a family tradition. Johnny, your kids as well. Mm-hmm. And you know, because we talk about how at St. Jude, the families pay for nothing. The only thing you have to focus on is getting your kid better. That's it. The rest of it St. Jude handles, and they were able to handle it because of all of us who donate to St. Jude. But when you think about it, and as parents, you can speak to it, Johnny and Frank, is that when you get that news, I'm sure you would be willing to sell I don't care. Mm-hmm. Sell the house, sell the car, mm-hmm. take a loan out, take it all. I don't care. Take it all. Money means nothing in that point. Like you'll give everything away so that you can have money to try to fight this fight for your kids. Like that's how desperate
or you're
you
like,
would be.
How am I going to do this?
There's that too.
I don't have enough money.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. There's no way I'll ever be able to pay this back, and maybe they're going to kick us out. They're going to stop treatment because I can't pay for it. No. That's not, you don't have to worry about a thing. We got it. We got it covered. That's the $19 a month that we all collectively, you know, we can make a huge dent.
Right.
I mean, I don't remember how much it costs to open up the doors every day at St. Jude. It's probably in the paperwork right there, all the facts, but how much does, you know.
Like, $2 million.
Is it $2 million? Just to open up the doors, higher than that.
Even higher now, yeah, inflation.
How much is it, Anna?
You know,
it depends, but because we're now we have a global thing.
Oh yeah,
on,
right.
So it's like we're not just in Memphis,
right?
In
the US. If you're just thinking about Memphis, they have, you know,
so
places
we
all over.
we have a huge global initiative happening, which is so inspiring. But around the world, annually, 400,000 kids have cancer, and about half aren't even diagnosed. So whenever Danny Thomas said that. I want to help kids everywhere. He didn't just mean in the U.S. He meant all over the world. So now we are working with global partners to try to up the overall survival rate for childhood cancer, not just in the U.S., but everywhere.
Yeah, I'll speak to what Anna's saying. In the United States, because of St. Jude, 4 out of 5 children survive cancer. So that's pretty good, 4 out of 5. In many countries, only 1 out of 5 kids who develop cancer survive. That's why that global initiative is so important.
It's literally 1962 around the world, and the survival rate is 20%.
Kind of like what I was talking about earlier. Like in 1960, if your kid got cancer in 1960, let's say Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is a lymph system cancer, 50% survival rating, 50% survival. Now it's 95%.
Right. And so it's not fair. Like, we truly believe that, like, you can't control where you're born. So if it's not fair that if you're born in a third world country, you only have a 20% at survival. So we really want to help kids everywhere and not just in the United States. So a lot of our, and that's costing a lot. That's going to cost a lot. And so how we're doing that is we kind of figured that you can train doctors all day long, but what it's really going to take is that high quality chemotherapy and high quality medication. So we are compounding that and shipping it worldwide. So that's our newest global initiative right now, which is awesome.
That's next level.
This past week, I was at the hospital, and our VP was talking about how he's going and seeing these clinics. And they got there on a Sunday, and he thought it was closed because the lights were off. They were trying to save money from electricity. So it's like we are truly trying to help.
Oh, my God. I just got chills.
That everywhere. Is, so your money is.
Because the heat was off, too.
Well, it was very cold. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Anna. Okay. So, see, that's what. It's $19 a month. So all you have to do is text the word ROCK to 785-833 and think of the good that that 19 bucks a month does. And you can give more.
We got about 13 minutes so we can hit our goal. I don't know what we need right now. So the last of us nine more, but 13 boy. Minutes.
Come on, 6 o'clockers.
So yes, text the word ROCK to 785-833 and let's hit our 6 o'clock goal so I can ring me cowbell. It's been quiet for a year, so let's see if we can't get that thing ringing. And also, you can also text the show if you want to make comments, if you had any experiences with St. Jude, or, you know, if you want to help inspire those, if you were a partner in hope and want to inspire others with your story, you can text the show, 818-955-2955, or you can call the show as well. We're still taking calls today, 818-955-2955.
Six more.
Six?
Come on.
Six. All right.
Come on, 6 o'clock.
13, almost 12 minutes now, six more to go. 619 goes, get your tissues, bitches. It's St. Jude's Day. Oh, I know. 909, St. Jude's, the most worthy charity on the planet. Mm-hmm. What is more important than saving our children, our future, actually? Bless all those that become a partner in hope. And bless you guys for doing this. I love you all. You know what it means. You know what it means to Diana and I. Deep cut. Deep cut.
Oh,
Dennis, who's
yes.
His own... battles and degrees of separation. Jeffrey 66 making me tear up already. We're a bunch of pussies.
No, you are evolved human beings. Stop. Let's change that narrative right now.
I guess I'm just
right now. Let's change it. This is, means you have empathy and you're evolved.
All you 6 o'clock sexies out there, because I was a 6 o'clock sexy for life. Oh, so yeah. All you 6 o'clock sexies, when you were like, earlier in the year, we were doing that, and you sent in your pictures and you made it. So yeah, become a partner in hope, and we can hit this, I know, because we had more than 6 o'clock sexies. I mean, we had a ton of 6 o'clockers who were 10 and they're like, wow, I didn't know hot chicks got up this early.
You did say that.
Or maybe they go to bed this early.
I'm not used to seeing any hot chicks at 6 a.m. I mean, we usually come in at 7, email.
Man, he sniped us both from
Emo's here early because she's, you know, doing the social media. So if you're, you know, so she's trying to reel in some partners in hope who are following KLOS and following at Heidi and Frank. So when you do see that, or just text right now. It's the easiest way to do it. Text 785-833, and then when you get to work, you 6 o'clockers, tell everybody what you did and say, yeah, go ahead and do that right now and challenge everybody at your own workplace.
We have some big incentives, too, not just being a good person and feeling good and helping kids.
Getting into heaven and Santa Claus bringing you presents.
Right, the naughty nice. If you've been a little naughty, make this the nice thing that you do.
It's Guns N' Roses tickets for the 6 o'clock hour. So there's like 10 minutes left to get in on that if you become a partner in hope in this particular hour. I have some Guns N' Roses tickets for September 5th at the Rose Bowl next year. But you definitely, if you become a partner, hope you're going to get the T-shirt and you're going to get the sweatshirt. And these are special made, you know, for KLOS. I mean, they actually incorporated the KLOS Rainbow Racetrack and 95.5 logo with St. Jude.
Music gives to St. Jude kids.
Yeah. We've been great partners over the years. And as far as the success of KLOS and our show, as far as like being able to bring in money for St. Jude and getting more and more partners in hope, is that, they've said that compared to other radio stations around the country, there was like a rock station in San Francisco that last year we made over $1 million, and that's the goal.
Thank
again. I'd like to make $2 million, but whatever, you know, it's like, but let's definitely get over $1 million. Million and a half be great. That would like set a new record for us, I think. But over 2 days, but it's like the comparable rock station in San Francisco, I think it's the Bone. And it's been around for 40, 45, 50 years, just like KLOS. And they did the radiothon. Okay, so same format, you know, playing classic rock. You know, Lamont and Tenali were the morning show. Know those guys. I don't think they're together anymore. I don't know. I think it might be. I don't know. Who cares? But when they did their two-day radiothon, you know, they made $70,000.
Which
I don't know if they even dedicated the time. Like I said, it's being able to dedicate the entire show. Like, it's like, we're going to interrupt now for the history quiz. No, I'm not. No, that's not about that. Like I said, we do the show and we fart around, have a great time the rest of the year. This is when we all come together. And this is why we do it. This is why we're here for. But this is why we are a community. This is why we're all like-minded people. That's why we hang out every day. That's mm-hmm. why we are in your car driving with you to work every single morning. This means a lot to you, as like it means to us. And we want you to share in that. And so we dedicate 2 days to this. We're not still, you know, I don't want to. Let's do this. No, let's. Mm-hmm. We got this bit where we're gonna like see if this person gave roses to his wife or not. No, we're not doing that crap.
Not today. Not tomorrow.
We're not wasting our time because, like I said, this is how I truly rate the show is the number that we get at the end of this 2 days, and they go, "You guys raised $1.5 million." It's like that's the highest ratings we ever got.
Right.
All the other ratings doesn't even matter. I mean, because we can come in here and have fun every day, and hopefully it works out, and hopefully maybe they invite us. KLOS invites us back. Hopefully they do, but. You know, in the meantime, this is how we rate success.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, become a partner in hope and let us know how well we're doing.
Yeah.
Become a partner in hope. Text the word ROCK, R-O-C-K, to 785-833. Let's see, how many do we need? She's erasing the six.
Oh, what do we need? We don't have much time left.
Okay,
we
need three more.
Three more. Come on, 6 o'clockers.
Okay, come on, people.
Frank, you were telling people we're here for the kids and we couldn't do it without our you know, our fans and our sponsors. So text the word ROCK, 785-833, so you can become a partner in hope for just $19 a month. Get the shirt, get the hoodie, and you can also call because we do have the phone numbers live. Phone room is open, 800-345-4673. Call that number. Thank you to TRA, Tax Relief Advocates.
Aww.
They've signed on to be the sponsors of our phone room once again this year.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jeff.
So we
thanks,
couldn't
Lindsay.
Do it without them. Yeah. We can't do it without you guys out there listening. So thank you very much for everything.
And it matters because I'll take you back to 1960, just because I think this helps put things in perspective.
Well, let me get some shout-outs real quick to
okay.
some people. Robin from Burbank, Yolanda from Paris,
Paris, California. Yeah.
Cheryl from Hawthorne, Michael from Temecula, and Joanne from Anaheim. Thank you so much. Those are five of the 25 we're looking
if
forward to.
If you want
hour.
Us to shout you out, you got to become a partner in hope right now. Text word ROCK to 785-833. Just real quick, 1960, your kid gets brain cancer, 10% chance of survival. 10. Today, in 2025, because of St. Jude, because of you becoming a partner in hope, from 10% to 85%.
Wow.
We still got some work to do there, but 85%,
we're almost there. As much as I love the 6 o'clock audience, most of you, some of you are dumb.
Do you want to name anybody in particular?
A little shout out to Ruby. No. They were texting our number, the word ROCK.
Oh, Ruby.
Tabitha. I appreciate your efforts. But
they're the 6 o'clock sexies, those little hotties.
Yeah, you got to text
somebody
the word,
text for me.
Text the word ROCK to the number 785-833. Don't text the word ROCK to our text line number. That's not going to do anything. You're like, that's no link popped up. Besides, thank you for texting the Heidi and Frank show. That's not it.
785-833.
Yeah, so I appreciate your efforts. Let's put a little more thought process.
Tabitha.
Let's rub those two brain cells that you have together,
Ruby.
Tabitha. And become a partner in hope. Uh-huh. I don't care how dumb you are. You can be a partner in hope, okay?
That's their slogan.
Make yourself worth something. Okay? Because you add nothing else besides being a partner in hope.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But thank you for listening.
At least do that.
Thank you for listening.
Oh, no, we're so grateful.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
And this it's not just you, too. It was like about 8 in a row. I'm like, really?
So we're over our goal if they had texted to the right place.
Exactly. We would have hit our goal by 6:30 if all these morons would have got the number right.
Frank, don't be mean to them.
So let's go. Let's text the word ROCK to 785-833.
Oh, my God.
Challenge every dumbass you know out there to become a partner in hope.
Oh, my God. We're going to cure it today.
Well, seriously, talk about hitting our record.
Seriously. We'll break it today. We don't have to be here tomorrow. They teared.
Israel from Garden Grove, Diane from Mountain Mesa, Jonathan from Norco, Daniel from Yucaipa, Monique from Long Beach, Richard from Ontario, Lisa from Winnetka, and Anita from Bellflower. See, the smart ones got through.
Oh, yeah. And you didn't even think there were any smart people in Bellflower, did you? Aw.
Well, Anita, the smartest lady in Bellflower. So, again, we got about 3-4 minutes, so text the word rock to 785-833. Two more.
Come on, 6 o'clock.
We can do it.
Let's go.
A little bit of urgency.
Come on, 785-833. Text the word rock. You'll get a shout out. You get a t-shirt. You get a sweatshirt. And maybe go see Guns N' Roses at the Rose Bowl.
We do have some of our 6 o'clock geniuses calling in. It's time to go.
We are running late.
I know we're running late, but like I said, this is not the normal show.
We got to try to get some.
You want to do it? Come on, let's get it.
If we're talking 6 o'clock, we're trying to cure cancer.
That would be a tough putt.
We need.
You got to hit it on time.
If we're challenging 6 o'clock dumbasses, then we need to take these.
No, I want to talk to the geniuses of the 6 o'clock hour because we got Rodney and Crab on the phone. Yeah. It was going to be like a great setup to like, and here's a genius who actually listens. He got through. Hello, Rodney.
Yeah, good morning, gang. I hope you reach your hourly goal of 25 people being part of Hope. Hope you go over that goal. And I do appreciate what St. Jude does to help the kids out deal with cancer. Hopefully they stay short term. I know sometimes it'll be long term more than a year. I don't know what the average is on that, but good luck to everybody out there, and hope you raise a lot of money for St. Jude.
Well, thank you, Rodney. You're always best. Supporting the show. You're sending us pizzas and stuff, so I know you're a partner in Hope, because I know I've seen you in the sweatshirt, the t-shirt. You actually came out to our party in Hope.
Yes, all the way from Texas.
Yes, I did. I did renew my partner in Hope for this year.
Thank you.
And y'all will have some bagels be arriving soon.
All right. Thank you, Rodney.
For myself and Julie.
And I think it's still okay to make your real doll a partner in Hope as well.
Frank.
Right, stay on hold, Rodney. Thank you, bud.
Listen, if you just heard Rodney right now and you are not a partner in Hope,
yes.
You need to be.
Even Rodney
figured it out.
Even okay.
Yeah.
785-833. That's the number you text. Text the word rock, okay, to 785-833 and click that link to St. Jude to donate. One more. And we'll tell you if we got that when we come back, because I guess we do have to do other stuff. All right. All right. Coming right back. We're Rodney and Frank. It's the St. Jude Radiothon. Woo!
Presents St. Jude Rocks on KLOS and KLOS HD1 Los Angeles. Let's eliminate cancer with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
Now recruiting St. Jude Partners in Hope for just $19 a month. Text the word ROCK to 785-833 or call 800-345-4673.
Yes, it is the St. Jude Radiothon here on 95.5 KLOS and the Heidi and Frank Show. I wanted to say thank you to all of those who stepped up to become partners in Hope in the last 10 minutes. I don't know if 6 o'clock hit their goal. I think we needed one or two. Oh, we did? All right. There's the cowbell.
Never let us down.
And you think I'm lying, and it's like a sound effect of a cowbell. No, I do actually have a cowbell, and you can actually see that I do if you go to HeidiandFrank.com. Johnny opened up the VIP webcast to everybody. And he did that so you can see the t-shirts and stuff. So if you become a partner in Hope by texting the word rock to 785-833, you get this wonderful 95.5 KLOS Music Gives to St. Jude Kids t-shirt. And then you also get the zip up hoodie sweatshirt that
has that cool back on it.
Yeah, St. Jude Kids.
I was trying to stretch it out so
you can
see it.
You really flexed your traps.
Working on my yoga poses.
Your traps.
But, yeah, thank you, everybody at 6 o'clock hour who made us hit our goal of 25. 7 o'clock hour, Anna's going to give us another goal for Partners in Hope for the 7 o'clockers. Now that you're up and running, your alarm's off, that's the St. Jude Radiothon happening today. We're trying to get as many Partners in Hope as we can and raise the most money that we've ever raised. We do it every year. It's something very, very close to our hearts, and we dedicate 2 days to this, and so we just now kicked it off, and 6 clockers came through like they always do. Well, 7 clockers do it, and they have a little tougher goal. It's 30.
30 Partners in Hope in the 7 o'clock hour.
So you can do it 7 o'clock.
Here's the thing, 7 o'clockers, you've slept in a little bit. Uh-huh. Now you're up. Now you're shaking it off. Maybe you got a shower. You got a cup of coffee. Maybe you're getting your kids ready for school.
That's
look,
right.
Look at those babies of yours and be thankful that they're with you. Be thankful that they're healthy and happy. And maybe you make your kid a Partner in Hope.
St. Jude is a research hospital in Memphis, Tennessee that helps... I guess is finding the cure for childhood cancer, and this opened up in 1960, and the success has been incredible. Heidi mentioned that blood cancer, leukemia, yeah. I guess was 4% survival rate in 1960, and now it's all the way up to 95% here in 2025. So we are very, very close to finding a cure, and there's success, and that number just keeps getting, you know, 95, 96, let's say. Every percent is a success.
Each year, yeah.
We can't do that without all of your help by becoming a Partner in Hope. So text the word ROCK to 785-833. If you want to call, because you want to do it the old-fashioned way and talk to somebody, I don't trust the text, then you can call 800-345-4673, and there'll be an operator standing by. I know TRA.com and Jeff and Lindsay are sponsoring the phone room.
Thank you guys.
800-345-4673. Can we get any, like, you know, like sound effects of phones ringing like these to have, like, at the, okay. Like at the telethon?
Oh, thank you for calling. Would you like to become a Partner in Hope? Please help.
I mean, yeah, it might be too hard to dub in people saying, thanks for calling.
Oh, I'll do it live, Frank. I'll
just,
do it live.
Just a couple of them. Bring, bring. Like, it's like there's a phone room off in the distance.
Okay.
I mean, because we are in a soundproof studio, so even if there was a phone room that has bring, we wouldn't hear it. But I think it just adds, like, you know, the 60s
sure.
music. We were talking about Danny Thomas and starting St. Jude. Yeah, dial the number 800, dial 345-4673 if you'd just like to call. But the easiest way, I mean, the absolute easiest way to do it is to text, and text the word ROCK to the number 785-833.
A link will pop up. You'll see a picture of Frank and I on that with our St.
That way you know it's real.
Yeah, with our St. Jude gear on. You click that link, you become a Partner in Hope, and again, you get the T-shirt, the sweatshirt. And is there an incentive this hour?
Yes, the last hour was Guns N' Roses tickets. So this hour, well, I didn't have one, but I did have the 740 giveaway. But like I said, this is not a regular show. I'm not going to interrupt the show at 740 to give away the Disneyland tickets. I do have a 4-pack of Disneyland tickets, though, for the holidays. And so basically, if you become a Partner in Hope in this hour, you have a chance to win a 4-pack of Disneyland Park or California Disney Park for the holidays.
California Adventure,
now through
yeah.
January the 7th.
That's huge.
So become a Partner in Hope by texting the word ROCK to 785-833. That means you do get the T-shirt, you do get the sweatshirt, and you might get the 4-pack of tickets to Disney. So do that right
in
now.
In honor of your healthy kids who you want to take to Disney.
Thank you to Morongo Casino Studios for being our longtime partner the whole time, and being our partner in the Partner in Hope searches right now. Also, the Cadillac of Beverly Hills, who's... I didn't think we were classy enough to be a part of the same sentence as Cadillac of Beverly Hills. But turns out we are, and they are the angel of the hour. They're sponsoring the 7 o'clock hour. So thank you, Cadillac of Beverly Hills, for jumping on board.
They're not doing it for us. They're doing it for the kids.
We get to be like
kids standing in front of us.
By association.
We were hiding behind the kids when they said they would do it.
But,
but thank you, Cadillac of Beverly Hills. For being a part of this. Jordan, you recently had a health scare, and it scared all of us as far as like, and it was one of those that blindsided you and blindsided all of us when we heard the news. And if it would have gone another direction, our entire lives, entire show would have changed without you, bud. As far as like you being able to connect in this sort of way of finding out news. And having to change your life, if you want to share a little bit more of that.
It's been weird, because I know, I look forward to the St. Jude's event. I mean, Heidi challenge out all the aunties in the 6 a.m. And, like, I'm a proud uncle. I love my nephews. And throughout this journey, I've made them partners in hope. My brothers have become partners in hope. And even, like, before I get into the story, I want to challenge, like, let's go up a generation, too. Because of my health scare, I went back to my my hometown this weekend so I can go see my grandma. Specifically, I just want to see my grandma. You know, like, she's the root of the family. She's what keeps us all together. She's 95 years old. And she's still with it, but she's slipping, you know? Like, she's just getting up there in age. So this year, I'm going to make my grandma a partner in hope. Because she's told me before, she only stays alive to see her grandbabies. Like, that's her main focus, is that she just wants to see her grandbabies, that put a smile on her face. Like, she'll have a bad day. We'll walk in, and she lights up like Coco.
Say her
like
name. The end of the month. Say her
like,
name.
Like Coco.
Yeah. Grandma Maria.
Grandma Maria.
Maria Mariscal.
Oh, wow.
I love you, Grandma. But
last name's Mezcal?
Mariscal.
Oh,
Mezcal. I love Frank's favorite, that's Grandma.
Yeah. Grandma Mezcal.
That's where I get my thirst from. Now, but, you know, a month and 6 days ago, I had a massive heart attack. And I was in the hospital for 4 days while I was trying to figure out what was going on, how bad it was, and what the process was going to be to get me out of the hospital. And, you know, sitting here thinking about it and looking at all the information they give us for the St. Jude stuff. And the thing that stands out the most to me, because one of the big reasons why I didn't want to go to the hospital to get checked out, why I was fighting so hard to not go, I was just telling myself, I'm okay, this isn't a big deal, like fighting through that heart attack for those 9 days before I went and got help, was because I didn't want the bill. Like, I didn't want to go to the hospital and get buried in medical debt, which is like the leading cause of debt for most Americans is medical debt. And it's so hard to think about your health versus your financial health, you know, in
you shouldn't have to make that choice.
Mm-hmm. And with St. Jude, you don't. And that's one of the biggest things, like, for today and tomorrow, for me looking at it. Because I could tell you right now, I looked it up. I got my bill. $104,026.50. That's how much it cost to save my life.
That was 4 days.
That was 4 days in the hospital. And we're talking about kids who are going through some of the most intense cancer treatments. And that hospital bill that would, you know, for 4 days for me, for them, they're there for months. Like, I can't imagine what that bill actually is. And with St. Jude's, when you become a partner in hope, that those families, they don't have to see a bill. And, you know, I've told you guys that my boo was there with me the whole time. She spent 3 nights in an uncomfortable chair in the room, just right next to me in my room, so that I didn't have to be alone. And the fact that the families get to go to St. Jude's and be there with their sick kids so that their main job is just to make sure that their child is okay. Like, that's incredible. So that's why it's so important that you text 785-833. Text the word ROCK.
Yeah, the word ROCK. Make sure that's in there. 785-833.
Become a partner, because the world needs people helping people.
Yes.
I mean, I'll figure my stuff out. It's all right. I'm an adult. I feel like I'm blessed to be able to be here with you guys, to be able to share my story, and, you know, whatever comes of it. And I have a second chance, and I'll work my way through it. But these kids don't have, they're barely getting off the starting line.
Yeah.
You know, like, we got to give them a chance so they can make something of themselves and, you know, change the world. I've always believed that it's the kids that are going to, you know, make things better. So we got to give them a chance.
You believe the children.
I do.
You.
Teach them well, and you know what? Let them lead the way.
What you said about you waiting 9 days because you didn't want to be buried in medical debt.
Yeah.
And that's just because it was your own health. You're like, you know what? I'm sure if it would have been Jen, you'd have been like, F it. I'll figure out a way to take care of this medical debt. But because it was you, it was your own health. And it's like, I'm not going to put us in this kind of, under this weight.
My family with it. Yeah.
Your family. And, you know, that happened to me once too, where it's like I didn't even talk about it on the air, but I had an episode. And I woke up and, you know, everybody's over me. They're like, hey, we need to call an ambulance. I'm like, no, we're not. And it's because I instantly thought that...
Yeah, that's $5,000.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not paying for that.
Yeah.
But it was because it was me. Yeah. Like I said, if I've been over anyone, my family or my kids or anybody else in this room or just anybody else, I'd have been like, yeah, we're going to do this and I'm not going to worry about it.
But because it was me, I was like, no, I'm not doing that. And maybe it's just being a guy and being just too stubborn and believing that we're,
I know,
or being scared that we're not invincible.
That's the thing, that mortality hits you in the face.
Being scared that we can't fix everything, especially when your kid gets sick and you can't fix it. I love you, man.
We love you,
Jordan.
I appreciate you guys. You know, I'm grateful to be here. And the one thing that I didn't tell you, and I teased it on kind of what started the heart attack.
Oh.
So, you know, it was November, and I told you it was no excuses November, and I was starting to work out. Yeah. And the reason I was starting to work out is because, you know, last year when we did this, I was presented with a, you know, kind of an opportunity. And Anna and I were talking about, you know, this thing that St. Jude's is a part of, and it's part of the charity races and marathons and sponsoring marathon runners. So at the Party in Hope that we did Labor Day weekend, the weekend before that, we were talking about it, and I basically committed to myself that I was going to run the Chicago Marathon.
What?
Oh, so my God.
That was my goal. Like, Jordan. I wanted to support the kids. I wanted to go out there and do something and actually, like, put my money where my mouth is and put my feet where my money is and actually get out there and be a part of the process. And so I committed to going and doing the Chicago Marathon, so I started training November 4th.
That's what triggered it?
November 5th is when I had my heart attack. So... Because
great job, Anna.
Way to go, Anna. Yeah. Oh,
good
my
job,
God.
Anna.
It's not your fault, but at the same time, like for real, I got into this mess, this health, and it probably in the long run saved me because I was so motivated to do this marathon. It saved me down the road because that blockage and everything that was going on with me, I wouldn't have found out until later in life. And from what I understand, the only reason I survived is because I am, you know, young enough that I was able to... You know, to stubbornly just fight it off and stave off, you know, the Grim Reaper one more time with the Widowmaker heart. And Anna, you don't know, but it was 100% blockage in my LAD artery. So it was a massive heart attack that...
They call the Widowmaker.
It should have taken me out.
Doesn't show up in Chicago. But
I'm going. I am
going. You're still
going.
Doing it.
Absolutely. So
did you talk to your cardiologist about that?
I've talked to the cardiologist. I have cardiac rehab sessions that they're all aware of it, and dietitian. So I have my first cardiac rehab session next Tuesday because I'm getting my heart ready so that I can start the training process of doing the marathon.
Jordan.
So I'm going. October 11th next year.
Wow.
Anna, I will see you there. I'll be in Chicago.
Based off that story alone, I mean... That's amazing, Jordan, and the fact that you're still, you know, the no excuses shirt.
No.
This screams, you know, at the top of his lungs right now because there is no excuse. You had a heart attack and you made that commitment to St. Jude, and you're still going to go do it. You're still going to go run and raise money and be a part of it for the kids. You can do it a lot easier.
Yeah.
You don't have to have a Widowmaker heart attack. Yeah. You don't have to train for a marathon. You can just text the word rock to 785833. Mm-hmm. And if Jordan's story inspired you at all, I mean, then, yeah, hit that goal for Jordan. I mean, we 30 was our goal. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's absolutely amazing. And, yeah.
I'm very proud of you, Jordan.
Thank you for sharing that story and about the bill. I mean, yeah, a lot of people don't know how much that was. 4 days was over $100,000 for Jordan. And there's kids who have to be at St. Jude. I know there's a patient that I think we'll talk to later in the show. She had spent 11 months there. So, and you can imagine, and that was like some major treatments over 11-month period. Mm-hmm. And then her family had to, you know, stayed there for 11 months. And the whole family was like, you know, flown out and able to be there for her. And all the family's food was paid for, and their airplane tickets, and their apartment. Everything was paid for. And it's also, they could just all focus on the healing process. And that's the great thing about St. Jude, is that they don't have to worry about a single bill and going, wonder how we're going to do this, or, you know, the dad has to, you know, stay home and get, you know, a second, third job and doesn't bury the whole family because like Heidi said earlier, you do whatever it takes.
Whatever.
And knowing that...
And I just looked it up. The average cost to cure a St. Jude patient is over $450,000. That's the average cost. And
that's one patient.
One patient. And that doesn't include if they relapse. That's just like initial. And then you also have your very rare, rare ones that might, you know, that number might be higher due to that. But
right.
Johnny, I'm so sorry. I had no idea. Jordan. So sorry. Yeah. I had no
Johnny,
idea.
I'm so sorry for you, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank
Johnny.
You.
Oh, well, that's,
well we're trying to convince him to do something as well.
Anna had an idea.
Yeah, she did. She's like, I think this is
well,
a great
how
idea,
about,
Anna.
If you become a partner in Hope this hour and we hit our goal, that Johnny will join Jordan in running the Chicago Marathon.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Johnny.
You're a hell of a guy, Johnny.
Do you know how many miles that is?
Yeah, hell of a guy.
I have no idea. What, how many miles is that?
26.2 miles.
Listen, the only runs I do are in my pants.
Yes.
Okay.
And he completed a race yesterday morning.
That was a sprint.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love it. Johnny, I can't believe you're stepping up
what?
Like that.
What a guy.
Yeah, that's
what
beautiful.
A guy.
Really, so let's hit that goal.
I take it back.
23 more. We need 23
get
more.
Johnny and Jordan out there in Chicago in their running shorts.
Let's talk
together.
About these shirts that people can that people can get when they become a partner in Hope. Matter of fact, I unlocked the VIP. So people can go to HeidiandFrank.com right now, and they can actually watch and see the shirt and the sweatshirt that you can get when you become a partner in Hope.
That's right.
So go check that out. Mm-hmm. Watch the show at HeidiandFrank.com and become a partner in Hope by texting the word ROCK to 785-833 and click the link from St. Jude to donate. There's a picture of me and Heidi that comes with it. We're wearing the t-shirt in the picture. So just click on that link, become a partner in Hope. And somebody who does become a partner in Hope in this particular hour is going to win a family four-pack of one-day, one-park passes to Disneyland Resort. Okay, so do it right now, or if you want to call the number, 800-345-4673. 800-345-4673. You can do it either way, but the point is, just do it, and there's no excuses.
23 more. Come on, guys.
No excuses, right, Jordan?
That's right.
All right, let's get some quick traffic, come back and tell you what we got as far as our what, have we reached our goal in the first half hour?
Come on, 7 o'clockers.
Let's find out.
Woo!
Cadillac of Beverly Hills brings you St. Jude Rocks.
Join the St. Jude Partner at Hope movement to save lives. $19 a month gets it done.
And gets you into cool new gear from KLOS and St. Jude.
Text the word ROCK to 785-833. That's ROCK to 785-833.
Or call 800-345-4673.
Thank you so much to Cadillac of Beverly Hills for being our angel of the hour. Also to TRA.com for hosting the phone room for the St. Jude Radiothon. If you would like to use the phone to call in to become a partner in Hope, you can do that. The number is 800-something-something-something-something-something-something. The actual phone number. I mean, you can always text the word ROCK to 785-833. I was just letting the people know the phone number.
I
got it again. Okay. 800-345-4673 is the actual phone number. Thanks to TRA for having a phone room available.
Yes.
But also, the best and easiest way to do it is texting the word ROCK to 785-833. Click the link to donate. To become a partner in Hope, you'll get t-shirt, you'll get the sweatshirt, and you are in the running for the Disneyland Resort passes. Normally I have them at 7:40, but I thought I'll throw them in the day so somebody, no matter what point of the hour you become a partner in Hope, that you're in the running for that four-pack of tickets. All right? There you go.
You're probably going to take your kids to Disney, and that's what you want to do, and you can maybe you make them a partner in Hope, teach them about empathy and compassion. And then potentially go to Disneyland and celebrate that empathy and compassion. Text the word ROCK to 785-833. And before the break, Frank, you were talking about how, when Jordan's story about a four-day hospital stay cost him $104,000. Mm-hmm. And then we were talking to Anna and the kids at St. Jude. And, like, for one kid, you know, that's over $400,000.
Yeah.
For, you know, the treatment. And that is if they don't relapse and they take care of it in the sort of the one shot. And, you know, sometimes they're there for 11 months. They're there for, or like, let's say, an entire school year. And what St. Jude tries to do is, as we've been to the hospital and we've seen, they try to make everything feel as normal as possible. In the most abnormal situation of fighting cancer, they try to make it feel really normal. So what you should also know is all of your donations to St. Jude, that goes towards a lot of things, obviously treatment. But St. Jude has a school. There are currently 6 teachers on staff at the St. Jude School.
The kids are like, boo.
I know. They're like, what do I have to go to school?
Can I get a doctor's note?
I know. You think, but they want to. They really want to go. They want to go to school because it makes them feel normal, and then they get to be with other kids, and they get to be learning, and maybe for a few hours in the day, they're not thinking about treatment. They're not
thinking
about
that. I mean, not to school, but it's like the other things that go along with school. I know that they've had proms for like the kids who are going to miss their junior prom, and so they'll have a dance of sorts, or you know, they'll have Spirit Week where it's like, okay, remember, okay, it's Inside Out Clothes Day,
yeah,
or something like that, or whatever.
Or wear the boys' football. The girls wear the boys' football jerseys, and you know, like Powder Puff.
I don't know if St. Jude has a football team, so I don't know if they even have jerseys for that. But we're still working on buying, getting, funding a football team that'll be in the NFL. We'll all be part owners of the St. Jude football team.
Oh, yeah. The St. Jude Danny Thomases. They're kick ass this year.
Yeah. At some point, they'll be at the top, just like Indiana University.
There you
losing
go.
His team in football, all of a sudden at the top.
Number
out of
one. Yeah. They just try to make everything really normal so that they don't, so that the kids who are there for an entire school year maybe don't miss out on anything. And they're not behind once they do go back to school.
I mean, if St. Jude's did have a football team, they'd probably be undefeated because it'd always be like, you know, hey, you know, and the kids running and scoring every time. I mean, no one's getting in there and just laying wood down on a child with cancer who's just trying to run in for a touchdown.
These kids are tough, though. They're in there battling for their lives every single day. Can you imagine facing these guys? I mean, at the same time, you think you can beat them? These kids beat cancer.
They're in the toughest game of their life right now.
Yeah.
And so if you can help them out, I mean, you are giving them the tools. You're giving them the helmet and the pads and the cleats and everything else that's going to go up when they go out on the field to fight cancer. And so, yeah, this basically is Spirit Week for all the patients. And we're doing a rally right now called the St. Jude Radiothon and trying to get as many partners in hope as we can. I know that 7 o'clock hour is the beginning of it. We're trying to get 30. That was the goal set for the numbers, and we need 14 more to go. All right, so it seems like 14. We're
on,
you know, right around the same.
7 o'clockers.
The 7 o'clock, the 6 o'clockers did it. I know I've kind of set it up throughout the years of like the sixers versus the seveners and the eighters, especially with the 6 o'clock sexies and the 7 o'clock sexies. Mm-hmm. If you were a 7 o'clock sexy, I challenge you to become a partner in hope. You know, you were featured. And the 6 o'clockers, they did hit their goal. It was 25. So really, St. Jude's making it a little harder for you 7 o'clockers, but, you know, you got the moms, you know, or dads taking their kids to school right now. You got multiple kids in the car. I mean, you could totally just crush their record by going, okay, got 3 kids in the car. You're all going to be partners in hope, kids. Everybody get on your phone and text. Text the word ROCK to 785-833. Here's daddy's credit card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just pass it around.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just $19 a month, and it'll be like the best, I mean, when you think about what costs $19 a month, when I saw that, you know, Black Friday and Cyber Monday and everybody's talking about the economy and everything, you know, I understand. Yeah, things are more expensive. But the spending that happened, and they could say, well, it's because everything's more expensive. That's why, it was, you know, they didn't buy as much, but everything's more expensive. But people still went out and spent the money.
Mm-hmm.
And there's probably something you spent money on, something that's dumb. That it's like, this is something that you won't ever regret spending the money on. You're not going to go find this and go, oh, I'm going to take this down to Goodwill. No.
Frank, I saw a video of a mom just to prove this, like to try to say, like, try to maybe give your kid maybe experiences or maybe have them become a partner in hope, something like this. Because this mother says to her little boy, what did you get for Christmas last year? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Well, you don't remember anything that you got for Christmas last year? No. No.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, I guess in the moment, it was, yay! And Johnny, as a father, you know, of young children right now, you know that they're like, woo! And then it's on to the next, and it's on the floor, and you're like, oh, I guess we're done with that.
And the thing is, your kid is going to be reminded what they got for Christmas. If you got them stocking stuffed or being a partner in hope. Well, they're going to get the t-shirt, they're going to get the sweatshirt. You know.
And every time they wear it, somebody will go, oh, that's wonderful. We know. Every time you wear that, somebody will go, oh, we love St. Jude.
Actually, here's a story about that. I got a text coming from Stephanie, 909. She goes, I'm a home health nurse, and I had to send a patient out. I had to call 911, and the fireman saw my hoodie last year and said, thank you. My daughter was a patient a few years back, and she's alive and well because of St. Jude.
Ooh, that just got me good. So, oh, that got me good.
Yeah, anytime I'm out and I see somebody with those old t-shirts or this shirt saves lives or whatever it might be, and then, you know, we want you to wear your gear that you got from the St. Jude Radiothon out to our party in hope that we're still going to plan and have, you know, and a big celebration so we can all get together. And like I said, we are a community, and let's get together and show the power of the Heidi and Frank community. I mean, we've been with you guys a long time. You've been with us. You've, like I said, allowed us to be able to do this, you know, for a very long time, not only together, but in Southern California. And I thank you for that. And that's the only thing I'm really asking is, like, will keep coming back every morning because I love doing this. But also, could you become a partner in hope? You know, it means so much to me personally. I know to Heidi. Well, basically, I mean, I'm not saying more than anybody else. It means a lot to all of us. And so if you become a partner in hope, and when they bring that big check that I really don't think you can fit through the window at any bank.
Yeah, well, it's you have to go around the other
door. Bring that big check over, and you know, and we see that number that we've collected over 2 days. It's something else, and these 2 days wear us out. I know I get home after these 2 days, and I'm just exhausted because it's emotionally draining. Mm-hmm. But then, like I said, when we get the message at 7 p.m. on Friday about what we were able to do as a group, as a community, as a KLOS community. And
re-energized
and see it.
Oh,
yeah! It's just like I said, it gives us purpose and lets us another reason to get up and do it every day.
Let's give some shout outs, Frank, because it's
you got
very,
some shout outs.
Some shout outs for all you 7 o'clock.
14 more to go. Quick,
come
text
on.
The word rock 785-833. Get a shout out. Who do you got?
We got Cy from Las Vegas, Rodney from Arlington, Elizabeth from
Rodney. That's Rodney from Arlington.
That's right, Rodney. Yeah. Yes, Rodney. Arlington from Texas. Elizabeth from Glendora, Robert from up near Johnny in Santa Clarita, Michael from Lake Arrowhead, and June from Huntington Beach. So thanks to all of you for becoming partners in Hope in the 7 o'clock hour. And again, remember, 19 bucks, text word rock. 785-833, and you could get a family four-pack to Disneyland.
Yeah, somebody who becomes a partner in Hope in this hour is going to be a rando selected for that four-pack, one-day, one-park passes to Disneyland. Wanted to again thank Cadillac of Beverly Hills for being the angel of the hour.
Making us feel very fancy.
They jumped on board.
Wow.
Hopefully they'll stick around.
Yeah. I can see myself driving a caddy. Yeah.
What show? Who are we sponsoring? Not that they sound like that.
Yeah. Sure, no, not at all. Not at all.
And to TRA.com, Tax Relief Advocates, for providing the phone room. If you don't want to text and you still are old school and would like to talk to somebody, 800-345-4673. 800-345-4673. But the easiest way to do it is texting the word rock to 785-833.
You know, speaking of Cadillac, I'm thinking about all those moms in their cars right now taking their kids to school.
Hi, moms.
You know, those Cadillac moms that it's the big SUV that they're driving right through and all the kids are hopping out. I just think, yesterday was kind of a rough day. I mean, I came into work and then I had to go pick up my kids. Got home. My daughter's got gymnastics, got to do the laundry, the dishes, and just getting the mundane stuff that we go through every single day. And, you know, it's yelling at the kids, clean up your room. John, take down the trash. It's Tuesday. You know you're supposed to do your job. It's like there's some kids that they're sitting in a hospital at St. Jude. And that they just don't live that normal life. And last night I was making my son dinner and I dropped the plate. It was making some tuna fish and I had a whole bowl of it and I dropped it on the ground, shattered everywhere. And I was like, this day just end.
Because we know how you started it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't.
Yes, it wasn't a great day.
You're right.
It was like it just.
It was.
Yeah, you're right. You
tired.
Did crap your pants.
Crap
that
pants.
I thought the day could only go up, as you know, I mentioned.
Apparently it didn't.
You started it.
It just ran
it
on.
And you got fish everywhere. I mean, okay.
But then thinking about today and what we do here is that's nothing compared to what these kids are going through.
It does put things in perspective.
Yeah.
Or what their parents are going through. You broke some.
I know.
Plate.
I know. And that it you know, just sitting there thinking as I'm cleaning it all up, I don't have to be sitting somewhere in a hospital room or anywhere while my kid's getting chemo treatment. And it puts things into perspective. And I think that the most important thing is, and I'm talking to the parents out there who have the kids in the car right now and you're taking them to school, the one lesson that they can learn in life is to help out others, especially St. Jude, because they're helping out their kin, the kids, the other kids, their friends, the people that are the same age as them. So if you're in your car right now taking your kid to school, I challenge you to become a partner in hope by texting the the word rock to 785-833 right now.
$19 a month, and it makes all the difference in the world. Doesn't sound like a lot, but it is when we all do it.
You should feel lucky that you could take your kid to
sports. Okay, so going with your moms in cars right now, taking their kids, or dads, whoever it is.
Yeah.
And you look up in your rearview mirror and you see them back there. Then, I mean, you count your blessings. They might be back there fighting and yelling at each other and punching each other and pulling each other's hair and just being annoying to each other. And you're like, you know, do they even love each other? Well, they do. And you're doing the best you can as a parent. And be lucky that they can be back there fighting each other and pulling each other's hair and making fun of each other and, you know, stop touching each other. He touched me. That I see the $19 a month is just like healthy kid insurance. And I compared it to that before where it's like you're paying your $19 a month because you can look up in the rearview mirror and see mayhem. Hmm. You can look up, you know, you can go pick them up and see them laughing with their friends running on the playground. And enjoy those moments because it goes by very, 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 very fast. And enjoy it because they're healthy and they're running around a playground. Enjoy it because they're going to have their ups and downs. They're just normal ups and downs. And it's not something devastating. And the great thing about St. Jude is, they, like you said, they try to normalize stuff so much that, you know, if, you know, a kid wants to taste a little bit of home, he's able to ask for, can you make my dad's tuna fish? Yeah. Just to remind him. And the chef will call up the dad and go, he wants me to make your tuna fish. What'd you do? What was your, was there anything special? Can I just make your tuna fish? Like, well, I always put this in it. And they do that. They'll make it exactly where grandma's macaroni and cheese. And so whatever's going to make that person comfortable, they go above and beyond. And it's just, it's amazing. If you are ever in Memphis and you're a partner in Hope, yeah, stop by the hospital and see it. I mean, last time I was there was in like 2016, and they said it's changed so much since then with everything that, you know, we've done over the years and the money that we've raised. And it's a research hospital, so it just keeps growing and more wings being put on and things like that. And it's just, just being able to do more and more and more and more good. That way we keep you know, that mortality rate is like we're going from 4% to 94% or 95% from
for leukemia.
When we first opened the doors at St. Jude to now, and so we are right there.
So
and
close.
I'm hoping that with this AI tech advancement going so fast, that'll just put us over that heat to go, all right, we're able to use that technology
for good.
And we got to this point with investment in technology to be able to make that cure for cancer a real possibility. And then we don't have to do this anymore. And then, you know, then St. Jude just becomes a museum. Mm. Walk the halls. And
right. A medical advancement museum or something.
Remember
like
back
that.
In the day when we all came together as a community and a group and we cured cancer because of this shrine to the patron saint of lost causes.
Ooh, that is the goal.
So wear that shirt and that t-shirt with pride and text the word rock to 785-833. Like I said, it's the best thing you can do for yourself today. It's the best thing you can do for your kids. It's the best thing, lesson that you can teach your kids. And the burden is not on the shoulders of the mother or the father or the family. The burden is on us. Because right now, they don't know how they're going to carry it, but we carry it for them. So text the word ROCK to 785-833.
We need 13 more, Frank. And I also want to remind
15
you...
15 minutes left. Come on, we can do it.
1960, I like to keep saying this so that you know the how much good you're doing by donating that money. I love it. I'll pluff it. No, I don't care. 1960, if your kid, I mean, this is such devastating diagnosis, but if your kid got kidney cancer, horrible, in 1960, they had a 50% survival rate. Now, in 2025, because of Danny Thomas, because of St. Jude, because of you, 90%. That's huge.
See, we're close.
We're just, it's like taking it from 4% to 94, or from 10% to, you know, 95%. It matters, the $19 a month. Think of what you blow $19 on. Like, you just go, you'll go get a coffee. We're all sitting here with coffee. Somebody did a coffee run this morning. And, you know, I'm sure my grande coffee was $4. Mm-hmm. And you got one, and you got one, and you got one.
No, right. I donated my coffee to a sick kid.
You did? Yeah. I never even thought to do that.
Yeah.
Damn it.
It's like, you can have my iced Americana kit.
Wait a second, I saw you drinking an iced Americano. Are you lying?
Well, after I drank half of it, then I gave it to another kid. I was like, this probably should go to that kid.
He does love haves for haves. Yeah. Haves for have-nots. But yeah, we all blow money. And that's fine. You can enjoy your coffee and all that. But, you know, maybe you go, maybe one day I just won't go.
Oh, Heidi, I mean, we were talking about my journey about, like, trying to do this marathon. And I had to quit smoking, you know?
Oh, how much money are you saving there, Jordan?
Yeah, exactly. About 60 bucks a week, almost. I mean, well, it was like three packs a week.
I guess so.
And each pack was, I mean, my P-Funks were, you know, 17 bucks a pack. You know, so
Jordan.
Somewhere around there. And that's a month.
Is that Parliaments?
Or a week? Yeah, yeah. Parliaments.
P-Funk.
Ooh, somebody's grandma? My grandma smoked Parliaments, too. Yeah.
Hey, she's classy.
That was the thing, I guess.
The band was named after her.
Yeah, I mean, you...
But yeah, it's finding that money in those bad habits. You know, make a good habit. And donating to St. Jude is a good habit to have. Becoming a partner in hope is a good habit to have. So try and offset those bad habits.
Maybe it's a lifestyle change you need to make, like you said, Jordan. You needed to make it. You were inspired by having to go to the hospital. So how about these families who have to have a lifestyle change because they have to take care of their child, they have to go to Memphis, they have to be there, and hard telling how long they're going to be there, that their lifestyle has changed and will have changed probably forever. So maybe if you were planning on an early resolution of quitting smoking or whatever it might be, or starting to run, you know, get back in shape and
healthy
maybe train
habits,
maybe yourself train for the St. Jude Radiothon or the marathon in Chicago and I know Anna, she's run like in six of those. Mm-hmm. I think if you're training for something else, and you, I mean, maybe you don't hold your word to yourself, which is sad that, you know, you lie to yourself probably more than anybody else.
It's the worst lie ever.
And you let yourself down most of the time. But when you have something like the sick kids and you're going to, you know, make the goal of going and getting it done. I mean, Jordan made that commitment and then he had a heart attack and he's still holding true. If it was just Jordan trying to get back in shape, he probably would have said, you know what, I'm not going to do a marathon. I think I'm just going to say F it. But no, he's like, no, there is no excuse. And so there is no excuse to why you can't stop smoking, you know, today and dedicate part of that money because you're spending more than $19 a month on it, apparently. Yeah. I mean, how much costs for a pack of cigarettes?
Oh, yeah. That's 25 years of my life I spent smoking.
Oh, my God.
So for me to give it up and cold turkey the way that I did.
You're challenging the smokers.
I'll challenge the smokers.
Or stay smoking and just pay a $19 healthy kid tax.
There you go. Either way.
Add that to your monthly smoking
fee. That's what I'm saying.
You've got the money to blow.
The healthy habit. Yeah. Create a healthy habit.
That's what I do.
And if you want to save that $19, then quit smoking. You leave the $19.
Johnny's going to choose to continue smoking, he said.
But I'm still putting down the
$19. Okay. That's what I see is like it's a $19 smoking fee.
Exactly. Yeah.
That you're giving to healthy kids.
Well, that's the other thing is that
all you Zen chewers, come on, I challenge you Zenners.
You Zenners.
Forgive me for I have Zen.
You filthy Zenners.
Chaw dogs.
I know who you are. If you're spending all those on those, you got to buy a whole roll of Zens, I think. I don't think they sell individual cans, do they?
I have no idea.
So, so all you Zenners out there, go ahead and you become a partner in Hope, too. Challenging you, text the word ROCK to 785-833.
You get the t-shirt, sweatshirt, and potentially go to Disneyland.
But I think one of the things that we got to mention is that St. Jude, all the research is, they don't just keep it for themselves.
No.
They share all the research. So if you are a smoker and you get, you know, lung cancer, who knows? The research to help cure you might have come from St. Jude.
From your $19 a month donation.
So it's not just for, you know, I mean, you're helping out the kids, but the research is the important thing that they're really concentrating on.
And they're doing this global initiative right now, Johnny, too, where, you know, Danny Thomas's whole thing was, you know, no child should die of cancer. He didn't mean no child in the U.S. He meant no child anywhere in the world, just because where you were born shouldn't determine whether or not you could be cured from cancer. And here in the United States, survival rate for kids with cancer, all thanks to St. Jude, 4 out of 5 kids survive after being diagnosed with cancer because of St. Jude, Danny Thomas, and your donations. In many other countries, kids who get cancer, only 1 out of 5 survive because they just don't have...
So if they can get treatment there for Johnny, they won't have to come here.
Right. Yeah. Right.
You know?
Yes. Correct. Yeah. Isn't that worth 19 bucks?
818-955-2955. If you have a story that you'd like to tell us, what inspired you to become a partner in hope, would love to hear it. If you want to text the show and your stories, or just a shout out or a challenge or whatever you want to do to help us reach our goals. We got about 7 minutes before 8 o'clock. So we got 7 minutes to get in to become a partner, hoping the 7 o'clock hour, t-shirt, sweatshirt, and then in the running for that four pack of 1 day, one park passes to Disneyland. And just be thankful your family could go to Disneyland together, all together and smiling and happy. Okay. So go become a partner in hope. Six more.
Come on, 7
right.
o'clockers.
I'll let you know if we hit it at 8 o'clock. So keep it here. And like I said, get in right now. Text the word ROCK to 785-833. We're Heidi and Frank.
A world that keeps on pushing me around, but I'll stand my ground.
KLOS and HD1, Los Angeles.
St. Jude's Rock Station. Join the fight against childhood cancer by becoming a St. Jude partner in hope.
Just 19 bucks a month gets you a Music Gifts to St. Jude Kids t-shirt.
Our custom KLOS hoodie.
And gets us even closer to a cure.
Text the word ROCK to 785-833 or call 800-345-4673.
St. Jude Rocks, presented by Cadillac of Beverly Hills, where prestige meets possibility.
Heidi and Frank show. It's the St. Jude Radiothon. I want to thank TRA. They're not only the sponsors of the phone room, but they are the angel of the hour here in the 8 o'clock hour. So thank you, TRA, for doing that. Also, we've see if we hit our goal in the 7 o'clock hour. I know 7 o'clock hour was going to try to reach 30 partners in hope. Now, to become a partner in hope, it's really easy. You just text the word ROCK, R-O-C-K. To 785-833, you will get the 95.5 KLOS special t-shirt. The VIP is open, as far as the VIP, meaning the webcast part of VIP. You can go and watch the show so you can see the t-shirt. We all have it on right now. It's the classic 95.5 KLOS Rainbow Racetrack logo, but it also has Music Gives to St. Jude Kids. And then there's also this wonderful zip-up sweatshirt that is awesome, has this wonderful design on the back. I don't know if did one of the kids design this. I know that you have an art therapy program at St. Jude, so it's like when you go, there's all the kids' artwork are on the wall.
That's really cool.
And so there's probably some kid who was a cool graphic designer who designed this.
Yeah, I think a couple years ago, one of our shirts was designed by one of the St. Jude kids. Yeah, and tumblers and stuff.
So you'll get these two articles of clothing that you can wear with pride out and about. I mean, somebody ask you about it, you can encourage them to become a partner in hope throughout the year when you wear it. The last hour had the family four-pack of 1 day, one park passes to Disneyland as the incentive. So somebody who became a partner in hope in the 7 o'clock hour is going to win that. But did we actually hit our goal in the 7 o'clock hour of 30? Let's find out.
Oh boy,
32. All right, we beat it. All right, so now here in the 8 o'clock hour, they always, because we've done this a while, and I know they always up the ante. Anna ups the ante. So what are we looking for? 35. Okay, 35 in the 8 o'clock hour. So all you 8 o'clockers out there, let's see if we can also hit our goal in this hour. Text the word ROCK to 785-833. And if you do want to call, like I said, Tax Relief Advocate set up a phone room, so you can call the number 800-345-4673. It's 800-345-4673. Now, our regular number, 818-955-2955, I know I'm giving you a lot of numbers, but our regular number that we use for the show every single day to take your calls and your texts is also working, but it doesn't work to donate or to become a partner in hope. That's only through the text and the other 800 number I gave you. So, again, if you just want to text the word ROCK to 785-833, that's the easiest way to do it with less confusion. That's the text line to donate and to become a partner in hope. Our text line, 818-955-2955, is you can text or call to inspire those others or challenge others to become partners in hope. What made you text the word rock. I want to know. We got Mariana who just donated. Hello, Mary or Marina. Hey, Marina.
Hey, Marina.
Hi. Hi, you guys. Hi, Frank. Hi, Heidi.
Hello. Hey. So you just donated. You became a partner in Hope.
I did. Thank you. Yeah, I'm so excited. Frank, you really inspired me. You were a big crybaby in that 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved it.
6:41, I think it was. If you had the square, 6:41, you won.
So, yeah, just because I love the show so much, and I've been listening for so long, and you've given me so much as far as like entertainment. I listen to you while I'm at work, like hours of entertainment and years of entertainment. And I just thought like it was an important way for me to give back to you guys. I have a couple people to challenge, but one is I challenge anybody who's ever won tickets on the show.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah. You've got to go see a concert for free or done something for free. This is honestly a great way to give back to the show and then to St. Jude's.
Well, thank you, Marina. I appreciate all your support over the years, and I'm glad you're a partner in Hope. And I want you to wear your sweatshirt or your T-shirt out to the party in Hope that we're going to have later in the year. We'll announce that at some point, okay?
Definitely. One more challenge to all my baseball and softball mamas out there. One trip to the snack bar, $19. Come on, you guys, $19. You guys can't say it, but I'll say it. It's $19. You can do it. It's not.
They don't need
no
duds.
It's exactly
not even that good.
It's a little league game. Nobody does.
What do you get? Is there
nachos and hot dogs?
Yeah, hot dogs.
Yeah, sodas and
nachos.
Uh-huh.
Maybe some big league chew.
Popcorn, peanuts.
Well, thank you, Marina. I appreciate you to motivate. And it's also the motivation when you're sitting up there in the stands and you're complaining because your kid's in, you know, travel ball. Mm. And it is expensive to, you know, and everything. But it's like you get to go to travel ball. These families are going to Travel Cure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're going to Memphis and playing that game.
They're going to chemo appointments.
And then their hope, I mean, and everything depends on the win. Yeah. Not like travel ball where it's like, okay, win, lose. We just had fun playing the game and maybe your kid doesn't end up in the pros someday. But you got to go to the game, and you're sitting up in the bleachers, and you're watching your kid out there playing ball. You're not sitting there next to a hospital bed watching your kid lose his hair. Mm. Okay? Mm-hmm. So
perspective.
I know it sounds like I'm angry at you. You're not travel ball parents.
Well, it's called passion. It's just your passion.
Well, I know there's a little tone though, and I was like, oh my God, I'm sounding so harsh. But it's true. I think I'm more mad at the fact that somebody has to sit next to a bed and watch their kid lose their hair. Yeah. That's what I'm mad about. I'm not. I mean, but you can help, and I think it's great to challenge those parents. And whether it be travel soccer, travel volleyball, there's always travel teams. It seems like and you're always putting money back into that, and then they're doing their own fundraisers so we can go to this place and play. And we're selling candy bars and magazine subscriptions and wrapping paper. I mean. Yeah, we get it. That's great, and that's all fun. But this is, you know, we're collecting money to cure cancer. This is, like I said, the true game that we're playing. Mm-hmm. And losing is not an option, okay? Mm-hmm. So become a partner in Hope. Text the word ROCK to 785-833. And,
Frank, I have another little... I went over and I talked to Romeo at K-Day. To tell him about what
I know. I saw you put on lipstick. I'm like, where in the hell is she going?
Well, I was going to see Romeo.
Like, don't put lipstick on this show.
No. We've been together a long time. Romeo and I are still new. You know, so I go over, and Romeo had a great one because he said, he's calling out his friends. He goes, you know how many friends I have who have gym memberships?
Mm. Who don't use them?
Who are fat as hell. He said, who don't.
Wonder what reminded him of that story.
I put lipstick on it, everything. But I guess that old saying's true.
I know. I was like, is she going to get that? She did.
Uh-huh. Please, honey. Now my first rodeo.
I guess that old saying's true about lipstick.
Oakley and Frank in the morning.
Don't give them any ideas. They'll say yes to that.
They won't even notice on the VIP. They'll be like, my God, Heidi. What'd you do to your hair?
Uh-huh. Romeo did have a good one. And if you are listening, you know you got a gym membership and you know you don't go.
Right.
He's like, I'm calling out my friends that have gym memberships.
How about this? Because it is getting, I mean, we're in December and the mm-hmm. I guess the New Year's resolutions and you're going to go join a gym. I guess it's the biggest time of the year people join gyms. just to know, just be honest with yourself and just buy the imaginary gym membership as a partner and help, okay? Because you're not going to go.
No.
You know, don't lie to yourself, and you feel like it's like when you buy vegetables and you put them in the crisper and then they rot and turn that brown juicy stuff. And
you don't even know what it is.
You go to the farmer's market just to feel good, but you never ate that stuff you bought at the farmer's market.
No, you're just trying to make Betty feel good about her apples.
Or make yourself feel good about your, you know, you want to pull around your like little vegetable cart. I'm healthy.
Our harvest.
No, you're not.
No.
Go and become a partner in hope instead of a gym ghost.
Right. Right.
R-O-C-K. Text the word rock to 785-833. Now, what is the incentive for the 8 o'clockers? Because I know we got to get those 26 more to go.
Our goal was
35, so we got 26 more to go. The incentive to get you, if it wasn't the t-shirt, if it wasn't, you know, the sweatshirt, if it's not the wonderful stories and the challenges and understanding that this is, you know, very, very important. I know how big those Mana tickets were. So I got a pair of Mana tickets for somebody who donates in the 8 o'clock hour and becomes a partner in hope, okay? The
Mana
tickets are June 5th at the Honda Center, so plenty of time. But, yeah, I said, hey, Farron, why don't you grab a pair of the Mana tickets and save them for when we do the St. Jude Radiothon and all. Because I didn't realize how big that band was, for one. And I didn't, you know, and then obviously the audience was like, oh my God, Mana. And so, yeah, I saved a pair for the kids at St. Jude. So become a partner in hope in this hour, and those tickets could be yours.
Frank, so far, do you want to give some shout outs to people who potentially may be going to see Mana?
Already? In the 8 o'clock hour?
I mean,
it is 8:14, so yeah, I guess we got 26 more.
Yeah, we got some shout outs. Ken from Redlands might be going, or Jody from Long Beach, Vicky from Peoria. Arizona, Samantha from right here in Los Angeles, Rudy from Hacienda Heights, Sonia from Carson, Bart from Garden Grove, Kate from Chino, and Lori from Torrance.
Maybe.
Thanks all.
Sonia is probably the one who's really excited about that.
Well, Rudy, Sonia Hacienda Heights.
Rudy, maybe.
Maybe.
But maybe not Laura. She's like, Mana.
You never know,
Samantha
Frank.
Samantha.
Yeah, you never know.
Vicky.
But you never know. All right, so give us a call, 818-955-2955. If you want to share your inspiration when you became a partner in hope, or if you made somebody a partner in hope, and help us, you know, inspire others to become partners. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Mario from Oklahoma says, "Don't forget that you were going to auction off Jordan's bong."
Oh, El Congrejo. Yeah, no, Mario's the top bidder so far. He threw $100 at it.
Oh,
how are we going to do that though?
I don't know. I wrote it down because.
How about we put that for like one of the hours as well? You could win Jordan's bong.
I love that. I felt like we were going to call it water pipe.
Yeah,
just for the purpose,
right?
Of this, but
water,
whatever,
or
you,
vase.
Whatever you want to do.
A bud vase.
Look, it's all going towards a good cause. So
come on, you bongers in hope. You know who you are. I'm challenging all you dope smokers out there. I mean, like you're going down there to the dispensaries and purchasing, you know, legal marijuana, and it's a wonderful thing that you can do now here in California. So why not go ahead and put $19 towards some kids? I mean, look at the medicinal marijuana started it all, and I think it was with some cancer patients who basically couldn't hold down food because of the chemo, and it helped with nausea and things like that. And so they had a lot of benefits, medical marijuana, and that led to, okay, maybe this stuff ain't so bad after all. So you really owe it to the cancer patients who made marijuana somewhat acceptable into pretty much legal. So get on top of it, you dope smokers.
You're sitting on the couch anyway. Click the link.
Yeah.
Where are you going? You're stumped.
Yeah.
Click the link.
Yeah.
785-833. Text the word rock to that number. Click the link. Our picture pops up. That's us in the shirts.
Yeah.
$19 a month. So simple.
Cut out some munchies and send $19.
You don't need Nutter Butters every day.
Text the word rock to 785-833. The word rock to 785-833.
With potential Mana tickets. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a huge hour.
Christine says, I'm a partner in hope because my niece discovered she had breast cancer. And some people are texting. The text disappears for me. What happened?
Coming in quick.
My niece found out she had breast cancer and was pregnant on the same day.
Oh,
She was devastated, but she's now cancer-free, and her son, Oliver, is a healthy and happy 4 years old. So that's why she became a partner in Hope. And I'm sure Oliver's mom wants to be a partner in Hope, too, now that she's got little Oliver, and he's 4 years old. And obviously, cancer runs in the family. So if you do have, if you know your medical history, and cancer is something that shows, and it shows up in a lot of families, but there's some families that are like, not really. But it doesn't mean that you're not, it's not going to happen. But if you do have a history of it, my family's got a history of it. I mean, like I said, my mother passed away from it. My father was diagnosed with colon cancer. It didn't take him. But both my grandfathers had colon cancer. And I think it ended up, is what took them both was colon cancer. My grandmother had breast cancer. I mean, really, the cancer is in my family.
Same.
And so as far as getting checked, you know, even my own colonoscopy, getting checked. So, yeah, you can do what you can do to go and monitor yourself. But with St. Jude Medical Research Hospital, I know it's like we're helping fight childhood cancer, but I don't think child care or cancer cares if you're a child, if you're an adult, if you're Black, if you're white, if you're a man.
It does not discriminate.
It's cancer, and it just hates us all.
And it's evil. Okay? Yeah.
And so, become a partner in Hope. And St. Jude, like I said, that research is going to go everywhere, and it could benefit an adult, you know, who has it. It's not particular. It's like, oh, you're just saving children. What about us? It's going to help everybody. It doesn't matter who you are. But, to be a patient and accepted at St. Jude, it's focused on the children being admitted and then their patients for the rest of their lives. So as they become adults, they're still part of that research process when they go back and go, how did that treatment, where are we at now? If there's any remission, they go back and they're still patients. But all that money that costs to open up the doors every day at St. Jude, and it keeps growing and growing, is all on our shoulders. We want the people there to be able to come up with the wonderful technical advances to fight cancer, but we also want the families to be there and not have to worry about anything as far as like bills go. They don't have to worry about food. They don't have to worry about housing. They just have to be there by their child's side and make sure their child is in a frame of mind to heal, as opposed to seeing the stress on mom and dad's faces and going, I'm a burden because they got to pay these bills and why this had to happen. And you know,
or it makes you more scared as a kid, I would imagine, if you look and see that your mom and dad are scared. Because usually mom and dad are going, it's fine, you're fine, we're going to do this. If you see them, you know, burdened, then I think it's scarier. That's why
you feel
so
the
important.
Energy in the room. And bad energy in any situation can ruin the mood in the room.
Yeah, I mean, Johnny.
Remember how great the show, you know, when Heidi went home? I mean, that's when our ratings started going great. Because the energy in the room was better. So,
well, see
I mean,
you later.
So, I mean, you could feel the heaviness of today. I thought it was just about St. Jude's kids, but you know where it's coming from, really.
Oh, it's back to me being heavy.
But it's
you know
just the weight.
You know what, Frank? Here's what I say.
The weight. Oh, we put the low. Oh, hey. Oh. Wow. The lipstick changed it all.
I'd pork you.
Oh, let's make some bacon. Oh, yeah, making bacon. Oh, my God.
Oh, man, what is happening?
Anyway, yes, in all seriousness. text the word rock to 785-8383 and click that link from St. Jude to donate. You'll see the link has Heidi and me in the picture. And, we're not St. Jude's kids. Like, well, those kids look just like Heidi and Frank.
Yeah, yeah.
That's us. But we're wearing the T-shirt that you're going to get from 95.5.
We're models. Oh, my God. Uh-huh. I'm a model. Anna. I never even put that together until just now. I technically.
Oh, it looks good on you, though.
Technically. Am I wrong? I'm a model.
You're a model for cancer.
Wow.
Well. I'm a model.
Yeah.
It's going on the resume.
It's going on the resume. Yeah. I've had experience modeling.
You're model, actress, host, animal advocate.
She barely does, except for the animal advocate. She barely does everything. Now, goes right on the resume.
Doesn't say how much you have to do in order to call yourself.
Exactly.
A supper model.
Oh, there you go. Uh-huh.
A runway model, because I'm big as an airplane.
Well,
God.
Well, when we come back, we do have a mother and a patient who is going to come in here and sit down and tell us about the experience that they had with St. Jude. So you can get it firsthand, not just from us telling you, you know, all the things they do, because we, you know, we visited the place and it's wonderful And I mean, it really is. But I want you to hear about the true firsthand experience from Jane and her daughter, Claire. Claire went to St. Jude back in 2018 when she was 8, and now she's 15 years old. And we're going to hear her story when we come back. So be sure and become a partner in hope by texting the word ROCK to 785-833. You can also use the TRA phone room, 800-345-4673. Tactical Leaf Advocates is the angel of the hour. Thank you so much, Jeff and Lindsay, for always supporting the show, and this means a lot to them as well. 800-345-4673 is that number. So how many do we need? Are we I know we needed 35 for the 8 o'clock hour. And don't forget, somebody in this hour is going to win those Manat tickets as well. When you if you become a partner in hope, you're in the running, and saying people just randomly draw from the hours to find out who wins those special incentives. Okay, 785-833, and be sure and text us your stories or call in with your stories. Try to inspire others. 818-955-2955. We need 17 more to go, and we'll hit our goal for 8 o'clock. Come on, you 8 o'clockers. Righty and Frank.
KLOS in St. Jude. Are you?
Join us as a partner in hope for just $19 a month to stop childhood cancer in its tracks.
And you'll get our exclusive t-shirt and KLOS hoodie.
Text ROCK to 785-833. That's ROCK to 785-833. Or call 800-345-4673.
All this energy. Yeah, ROCK to 785. And you can go, that only happens when it's raining. What are you looking for, Renee? Are you looking for, like, sad music or something?
Just, you know, we're trying to fight cancer with kids, and yes. So, you know,
it's
I just want to be
Fleetwood
like...
Mac?
Yeah, you know, a little bit
of... reminds me
of rock it up a little bit.
Fleetwood Mac, the mac and cheese story that I heard once from St. Jude's. There, like, this kid wanted his grandma's mac and cheese, and so the chef called up his grandma, who lived, like, in, you know, another state, and said, hey, he wants the mac and cheese, what's the recipe? And she gave him the recipe, and it is, like, incredible mac and cheese, and now it's actually on the menu that they serve it to the other kids.
One of the most popular items.
Really?
So
thank you for reminding me of the mac and cheese story with your Fleetwood Mac.
And speaking of food and feeding St. Jude patients, one partner in hope, just one of you listening right now, if you become a partner in hope right now in the 8 o'clock hour, that's 9 meals for a St. Jude patient. That's how important it is.
Mm-hmm.
And all you have to do is text the word ROCK to 785-833. You're going to see a picture of Frank and I right there. Click that link. You get the t-shirt, the sweatshirt, and potentially, I do believe... Manat tickets?
Yes, Manat tickets is the incentive of the hour. No matter when you become a partner in hope, you'll get the t-shirt and the sweatshirt. But this particular hour, Manat tickets for somebody who signs up to be a partner in hope. Text the word ROCK to 785-833. The angel of the hour is Tax Relief Advocates. Thank you so much, Jeff and Lindsay, for being a part of this. And
yeah,
you're creating the actual phone room where you can call if you don't want to text. You can call 800-345-4673. I'll say it again for you if you're just now writing it down. 800-345-4673. To actually call. And if it's you call and it's busy, the you know, keep trying. You know, we're not going to stop just because it was busy. Keep trying the number if that's how you'd like to do it and call in. But really, the easiest way to do it is to text the word ROCK to 785-833, and that link to St. Jude will come pop right up, and then you click that and
it's a minute of your time.
And you'll be helping us fight this childhood cancer problem. And we've done a lot over the years. We've made some great gains. I met a patient and her mother yesterday, and they are here. I want to bring them in. Go ahead, Emo. Go grab Jane, the mother, and Claire, her 15-year-old daughter. Claire had entered St. Jude in 2018 when she was 8 years old. And so now she's here, and her mother wants to – I wanted her to come on and tell us the story. So you can get that firsthand of what it's like to be that parent who once, you know, finds out like what was going on before you knew what was going on. And then when you found out and the whole transition going into St. Jude from being accepted to where we are, you know, today, you know, doing a St. Jude Radiothon. So go ahead, Jane and Claire, sit right there. Good to see you both. Thank you so much for coming in.
It's what an honor to talk to both
you guys,
of you.
Yeah, share the chair.
Yeah.
Look at that. They are from Salt Lake City. Is that was it right? Salt Lake City, Utah?
Yes, Salt Lake City.
This is Heidi. I know she wasn't here yesterday.
Hi, nice to meet you.
This is Heidi. This is Jane and Claire.
Thanks for coming on and telling your story. I'm sure it's like a bittersweet story to tell.
Yes,
obviously,
yes, we enjoy sharing.
So yeah, you were telling me the story yesterday, and basically from the beginning, even before, you know, anything was going on. And mm-hmm. if you could want to recap for audience, I think it would inspire many to become partners in hope. So Jane, take it.
Thank you so much. So my husband and I chose to raise our family up in the mountains near Park City in Utah. We love to ski and mountain bike and fly fish and just be in the outdoors. And we were just this happy family. We're a big family of five kids. And Claire is the middle of five. When she was 8 years old, she started having headaches, which was really odd for her. She's has like no medical issues or anything. And so we didn't think much of it, but they started to get more frequent. And so we started seeing doctors and then we started seeing specialists, and we got, you know, maybe it's allergies, maybe, you know.
Yeah, you never
like
think worst case scenario.
No,
you're like,
of course
oh, my
not.
Little girl, okay, it's probably
right.
Nothing. Yeah.
No history of pediatric cancer in our family or anything like that. And so then about a month went by, and one morning she just was not feeling good at all. So I thought maybe this is, you know, something big. So I drove her down to the ER at our children's hospital, and they thought, you know, maybe it's meningitis, and if so, this is something that she can heal from at home. So just go ahead and go home, and if it's still around in a week, why don't you come bring her back? And so we went home, and a few days later I was tucking her into bed, and she said, when I look at you, I see two mommies. And that was the first time I thought, this is not allergies, this is something's going on inside. And the next morning she woke up just crying in pain and vomiting. And so I loaded her back in the car, and we drove back down to the hospital. And she was kind of losing her balance a little bit, and I picked her up and I carried her in. And the doctor who saw us was the same doctor that had been there when we were there a few days before. And we told her what was going on, and they gave Claire some pain medication, and she was relaxing. And I saw her look at the nurse, and something passed between them, and my body, like, tensed up. I saw that something was going on, and they said that they needed to give her a CT scan. Mm. So they wheeled her in and did the scan and brought her back, and she fell asleep. And a few minutes later, she poked her head in the door and asked me if I could step out. And so they walked me down the hall to this little room with a couch in it and no medical equipment, and they told me on the scan they had found a mass. And at that moment, the whole world just went silent. My brain just like stopped, and couldn't process what they had said. And then my brain started working again, and just questions started flooding my mind. What is a mass? Does that mean a tumor? And if it's a tumor, does that mean she has brain cancer? And is my child going to live? And they started answering questions, and another nurse came in with a piece of paper printed. It said medulloblastoma at the top, and it was just an information sheet. And at the top of the page was the St. Jude logo. It was an information sheet published by St. Jude. And so they said they needed to do surgery right away. Her body systems were starting to shut down. And so we went to the ICU for a few hours, and then she was in surgery. The surgery was successful. They removed the tumor, but this type of cancer, it returns 100% of the time without treatment. And so, after a few weeks of recovery in the ICU again, they sent us over to the cancer treatment hospital across the street. So we met with the oncologist there, And he said that they could offer her about a 65% chance of survival if she was treated there. But there was a new technology that was available called proton radiation. There was only 3 of these machines at the time in the entire country, and 2 of them were at St. Jude Hospital. And so he asked if we would be interested in traveling to Tennessee for her treatment. And it was like, no question. Of course we would love. Please try and get us in. So we went home, and the next morning I had a phone call from the nurse at St. Jude. And she spoke so peacefully and slowly and calmly and asked me how I was doing and told me that they had a place for Claire. And they wanted us to be there in 3 days. And then she said, and you're going to be here for 11 months. And so she let me process that for a minute.
So she, you knew that ahead of time. That's not even a...
Yes, that we were going for a long time. Oh. And then she said, I have plane tickets for you. And I have a ride for you from the airport, and we have an apartment for you to live in during your treatment. And I said, oh, that's amazing. And I started looking around. I said, let me grab my credit card. And she said, no, it's already covered. And I didn't know that. I just knew that St. Jude was the best and that they were going to help my little girl. And I said, why is it covered? And she said, because all we want you to worry about is helping your daughter live, and we're going to take care of the rest. And so... Oh,
and that's where you come in. That's
had
where
to process that for a while.
That's the Partners in Hope. That's where we carry that load, that responsibility of all the costs. So you can just take that time to be with Claire and to be with your family. And what I understand was, like, this apartment they got you, it was, like, not just for you and Claire. Like, the brothers and sisters and everybody else got to come out as well, right?
Yes. So Claire and I went first, just the two of us. And because of her surgery, she lost the ability to speak and to walk. And so she was in a lot of therapies right from the beginning, speech therapy, occupational therapy, physical therapy, as well as the cancer treatment. And so as soon as she was more stable and starting to walk again and didn't need my, like, hands-on attention all the time, the other 4 kids were able to come, and they stayed with us the whole rest of the time. My husband flew back and forth with his job. And the difference of just Claire and I being there to when her siblings came was just night and day. Being able to stay together as a family at that time and letting the kids experience living at a cancer hospital, it changed our lives forever. Mm-hmm. It really did.
And Jane, I want to say something about the proton therapy.
I want to give out the text real quick. Before we forget, because this is what we're here to do. Text the word ROCK to 785-833 and click on that link from St. Jude to become a Partner in Hope. And everything that that Jane has shared with us about all the things that were provided for her is because of that $19 a month. And so, like I said, they were a regular family, you know, fly fishing and up in the mountains without any history of anything in their families about pediatric cancers or any really cancers, really, living the healthy life. I mean, obviously, you're an outdoorsy family. You probably go hiking a lot. And so everybody was pretty health conscious, probably ate organic. It can happen really to anybody. Mm-hmm. And so when it happened to you, and just like I said, that complete shut off of your brain and going, what are we going to do? How are we going to do this? And you're going, I'm going to put this all on a credit card. Yep. And then having that relief to be like, all you have to do is just be there for your daughter. And that had to be, I mean, huge in the entire process of the healing process. And that, and the hospital itself is a pretty amazing place to get treated as far as like what they provide as far as like environment. Yes. It is the healing environment. Mm-hmm. And whatever you need is provided.
Little red wagons, artwork on the walls, all of that. And Jane, you mentioned the proton therapy that only at that time. Mm-hmm. Only 3 of these devices in the country, 2 of them were at St. Jude.
Yes.
And when Frank mentioned texting the word ROCK to 785-833 to become a Partner in Hope, to put it in perspective for you, 18 partners in hope equals proton therapy for a brain tumor patient, which was Claire. So what you do, you know, enables them to treat Claire. So 18 of us together.
If you did become a Partner in Hope, you know, we've done this for 9 different times.
Yeah.
So, you know, you were there in 2018, and we were doing it back then, becoming Partners in Hope. So basically,
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Huh.
You had a hand in this right here.
Wow.
Sitting here today.
I didn't put that.
See that smile on your face. Means the world to me.
Oh. Anything for those
I'm
kids.
I'm sorry, Claire. I'm a crybaby.
Yeah, no, he's an evolved human. I never thought I'd say that, Claire, but I'm saying it, I suppose.
I've heard I'm a pain in the ass, but I'm with a heart of gold.
Frank the children.
But if you...
Beautiful story.
This shows you what it does. It shows you that it works. So text the word ROCK to 785-833 and become a partner in hope. I know we were looking for 35 in the 8 o'clock hour. We got about 15, maybe 14 minutes left in the hour. What number are we looking at here, Anna? I'm sure with your share, Jane, that's going to inspire a lot of people, a lot of parents out there who are living that, trying to live that healthy life,
day to day, and everything's fine. Then all of a sudden, your kid just gets a headache that you initially think is nothing, because why would it be anything? She's a healthy little 8-year-old girl. And then, you know, knowing your kids so well that you're noticing those little changes enough to go.
Yeah.
Get her checked. We need 18 more people. It's 9:15, so we need 18 more for the 8 o'clock hour. 18 more partners in hope. Text the word ROCK.
18, wasn't that the number for photon therapy brain treatment?
Yeah. 18 so basically, partners in hope.
Yeah, so 18. If we can get that, then somebody like Claire, who's going through that situation right now, that's what it's going to. So become a partner in hope at 785-833, or you can call that number. It's up there. It's available. Thanks to Tax Relief Advocates for setting up a phone room. 800-345-4673 is that number. 800-345-4673 if you want to talk to somebody.
Jane,
busy, keep calling back.
Is everything good now?
Everything is great.
Because she's a forever patient, right? Once a St. Jude patient, no matter how old you get, which is kind of beautiful, too, because you can monitor how things are going. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that research goes out to everybody else to say, here's what we did for this particular patient. She's now 15, 16, whatever. So she's currently still a patient, but in a good way.
Yes. Yes. The last time we were there, she graduated from her brain tumor clinic, and now she's in the after treatment clinic or something like
that's
that.
That's a good thing, yes.
It's fantastic. They had like a graduation party for her. And so now when we return, she'll still get like an MRI to make sure everything's okay. But we'll just be doing a lot of, you know, how she's doing now, how side effects from treatment and things like that. And just really helping other the kids that were going to come after her.
Yeah, well, thank you, St. Jude.
Was there something, I mean, as far as like the experience of you being there that really stands out? I mean, like when you were like with Claire and like when you got back and people asked you about the situation, and what were you most excited, like, or just what amazed you, or what were you surprised by? What were some of those things about St. Jude?
Once the initial, you know, shock wears off and you're just doing the day-to-day treatment schedule and things like that, I started thinking a little bit more outside of our own situation. And there are some nights where she needed to be inpatient. When she was receiving certain chemos, we'd have to be stay at the hospital for a few nights. And there's like a nice bed for me to sleep into, and I'd have some sleepless nights. Mm. And the windows in the inpatient rooms, they look out over the campus really, really high. And across the way is the research tower. And I would sit and watch the research tower, and the lights in that building never fully go off. 24 hours a day, you can see researchers in there. You can see their shadows walk by. And I would just sit there in my couch and pray for them and think about all the work that they were doing in there and how it affects not only my little family and my Claire, but children all over the world that are going to benefit from the research going on in that tower.
What a visual that you just painted, just where they never stop.
No, every 24 hours.
No matter when your eyes were open on your sleepless nights, there were shadows in there in those labs.
Yep, people in there working.
Text the word ROCK to 785-833. Become a partner in hope. It's $19 a month, and it goes a long way to changing people's lives for the good in this fight against childhood cancer. No child should ever have to experience that.
But until we have a cure for it, the need is there. So please text the word ROCK to 785-833. You get this sweatshirt and the t-shirt. And if you are interested, if it incentivizes you, you might be able to go to Manaa. It's like
whatever it takes.
It's like the Eagles of Mexico. I mean, I guess they're huge. So be sure and text the word ROCK to 785-833 and become a partner in hope today. Were you able to meet obviously other patients and other families, and then you made some like some lifelong friends that you stay in contact with?
Yes, absolutely. There's one other family from Utah that we see regularly, at least once a month or so.
They're oh, that's
our
nice.
Best buddies.
Yes, because you have a shorthand with each other
right.
about what you went through.
Yeah, and the other people that you see, generally the same people every day, you're going through the same process, and you get really close with people really fast when you're both going through something like this.
It's like trauma bonding almost.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And we met people from all over the world that St. Jude had flown in to.
That's what's crazy about St. Jude, yeah. too. And, when we were there visiting, and I think we went back in 2016, mm-hmm. is that they have like phones that are just on the wall that whatever language you speak, whatever right. part of the world you got yes. flown in, like you'll be here in 3 days from wherever, there's somebody who speaks that language and can explain everything to you, like you mm-hmm. said, in that
they've
in
thought
that
of everything
way. So it's mm-hmm. like, really? And they actually, I don't know if you're part of that process, Jane, as far as like having like a parent like suggestion group about like what when you were here, what didn't we have, what did you want, and be able to make it even better coming from like the families. It's like there was there might have been this one thing, because I mean you're getting so much you don't want to ask for anything, but St. Jude's right. like, no, really, we want to make this completely, you know, the best possible experience in the experience that mm-hmm. you can
did we
that
miss
you can
anything
have, and yeah. everybody can get, you know yeah. and heal up and get better. So and they made strides there. I think you had like a grocery wall or something yeah. like that. Like if you couldn't,
do you want to tell them about that?
What's the grocery wall?
It's just a place where you can, you know, go and get any groceries that you need and other things besides
without even leaving
food.
The hospital.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh wow!
So instead of like if you missed the dining moment or whatever like that, mm-hmm. or like you were there the whole day and didn't have time to go get some groceries for your apartment, and then you can just go and grab some milk and eggs and some.
Yep.
Jimmy Dean sausages. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know why I thought of
that. You feel better.
I'm hungry.
Obviously, you need breakfast, Frank. You haven't had a chance to eat.
And Jimmy Dean sausages are great, right, Claire? They're awesome. And if they don't have them, you can request them, and we'll go around and get them, okay? It's that's what
this hour brought to you by Jimmy Dean.
James Dean. Yeah, text the word ROCK right now to 785-833 and become a partner in hope. Together, we can make a real difference. And like I said, it means a lot to me. Like you said, you didn't have any family history of this. My family is like, seems like everybody, I mean, every family now has like a degree of separation away. Like whether it's just your friend group or whoever it might be, it's like, oh, that person had, you know, had a parent or a sibling experience cancer. So it does affect everybody. You're only like a one degree away from it. So and it doesn't discriminate.
It does
it,
not.
It mm-hmm. comes after the children and everybody. And so that's my motivation. Like I said, seeing your smile, Claire, and knowing that back in 2018 when we did this, and 18 of our partners in Hope were responsible for providing that proton therapy for you, or photon therapy. It's a photon. I know something. You have tattoos. Yes, that's what we have in common.
Six tattoos.
The six tattoos. Yes, that was pretty cool. So yeah, I have tattoos as well, but yours are way cooler than mine.
Yeah.
But yeah, become a partner in hope, because yeah, the tattoos things, like when they go in this, I mean, it's a huge machine. I remember seeing it, yeah. and it was like, yes. it's intimidating. And so to be able to, you know, be, you know, under this thing, like, what is this thing going to do? And then the tattoos where they can line it up and really really target what's where, mm-hmm. where the area is. I mean, it's pretty amazing. It's like you're a superhero.
Mm-hmm. Getting like, she pretty much is.
Yeah, you really are.
She
you
must
really
be such an inspiration. Yeah, for you especially. Yes,
you
mom.
Are tough. You're a little badass. Yeah. I'm so glad I got to meet you.
We all are.
And you're her Alfred there, June.
I'll be her Alfred. Text the word ROCK to 785-833. I don't know how many we need. We had 35 is our goal. What are we at now for the 8 o'clock hour? We need four more. Four more. Thank you guys for coming in and sharing your story.
Yeah, beautiful.
We're going to take quick break and then come back and we'll see if we can't hit that goal, because I want to
I know, it's very special.
Macau Bell's still here, so okay. Hopefully we'll ring it when we come back. Okay, we're hiding you, Frank.
95.5 KLOS, KLOS HD1, Los Angeles, St. Jude's Rock Station. Now recruiting St. Jude Partners in Hope for just $19 a month.
Text the word ROCK to 785-833 or call 800-345-4673.
St. Jude Rocks, presented by Cadillac of Beverly Hills, where prestige meets possibility.
Did we?
No, I'm just playing cowbell.
No, we did.
I thought that song needed a little cowbell in it. But,
more cowbell.
Yes, the cowbell means that we hit our goal of 35 partners in hope for the 8 o'clock hour.
Good job, Jane. Good job, Claire.
And I think that we're trying to get the names of the winners. Over there at St. Jude's, they're already grabbing out the incentive, like the give back incentives, where in the 6 o'clock hour, we had some Guns N' Roses tickets for that September 5th show at the Rose Bowl. And then the family four-pack of one-day, one-park passes to Disneyland was in the 7 o'clock hour. 8 o'clock hour was Mana tickets, and so we're trying to get the winner's name, so we'll give you a shout-out if you became a partner in Hope and tell you that you won. Also, in this particular hour for the 9 o'clock little give-back giveaway for possible, you know, well, you will win if you become a partner in Hope, possibly, is... Well, the other gigantic Latin band, Los Bukis.
Oh my God.
There was a sold-out show. They decided to have another, you know, another night over there at SoFi on February 21st. They have the show at February 20th was sold out, so they got another night going on. So Los Bukis tickets, if you want to become a partner in Hope for your chance to win that, you'll automatically get the T-shirt, which is awesome.
Yes.
And I'm wearing it right now. I'm showing it like I'm Superman tearing open the sweatshirt you also get. But if you want to see it at HeidiandFrank.com, we've opened up the VIP webcast so you can actually see what the sweatshirt, the T-shirt look like and expect to get that and wear it around with pride. And you'll be wearing this to our party in Hope that we started having last year. It was a wonderful idea from Jordan. It was like, why don't we just have a party in Hope?
2 years ago.
2 years.
Was it two?
Yeah, we're going on our third annual.
All right.
So this will be our third time.
So we'll get that all together, but we encourage everybody who... it's for the partners in Hope, basically. It's to celebrate you and each other and get together, like I said, as that community. And to see all the people in the same room who are helping out, you know, and going, yeah, we're all in this together.
It's a powerful party, man.
Oh, yeah. It's so much fun. Oakley the Pig showed up last year. And that's the thing. It's like as far as, like, saving stuff, you know, when you... Become a partner in Hope and know your $19 a month is going to, you know, provide possibly a treatment to someone like Claire, and knowing that we were doing the whole radiothon back when she was at St. Jude in 2018, and takes 18 partners in Hope to provide that proton therapy that she got that saved her life, and that's why she's here today. So to know that we actually met somebody that would not be here without the partners in Hope. It's an overwhelming and amazing experience. Yeah. But to put money towards saving something, that feeling, no matter what it is. I mean, I, like I said, when I went out to that 4-H auction and, she's like, I, you know, raised my pig and I don't want to, you know, and I was like, I'm not going to kill your pig and just save the pig. And now Oakley's out there and she's going to be a mom. She's going to have babies and all this other good stuff. It's just like, it's just, it just feels good. You know, like Heidi with her animal advocacy and saving these animals from, you know, these breeding kennels.
Puppy mills.
Puppy mills. That's what the word is. Mm-hmm. It's just, yes, yeah, something about it. So when you're helping out children fight cancer, knowing where this money is going, it's just, like I said, it's just that it just warms the heart.
It really
Whatever's
does.
Going on
There's
in your life,
no
like we do
feeling.
F my life. I mean, this is the ultimate F my life. It's like whatever was going on in your life and you're hearing these stories, it's like, okay, you shouldn't really feel as bad about what's going on in your life because it could
Definitely
be
not.
It could be much, much worse, but we're trying to make, for those who are going through such a situation, better by providing everything that they need, including the treatment and the stay and the food and everything else. It's all on us. I just saw this today is like the most popular day of the year to break up with somebody because like you're right there, like bright, just far enough out from Christmas where you don't have to buy them gifts. And so, I mean, so I challenge everyone who's breaking up with somebody today or who've been broken up with, become a partner in Hope.
Yes.
Get a new partner today.
Ooh.
Oh. You like that, Anna?
And then
That's
at Christmas
right.
when somebody goes, so are you with anyone? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm seeing someone.
I'm seeing someone.
Jude.
Their name
He's
is
the
Hope.
Jude.
We,
yeah. Different guys, his name is Hope, yeah.
Or, Jude or Hope. We can make it work.
His name is Jude.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I'm hopeful it's going to work out. You can just text that word ROCK to 785833 and become a partner in hope. And we're doing it for the kids. And then we learned that Los Spookies means...
The kids.
Yep.
Kids. Yes, Los Spookies is for the kids. So at 9 o'clock hour, do it for the kids tickets.
Yeah.
Los Spookies.
The kids for the kids.
Yes. And if you haven't broken up with, you're not going to be alone or lonely.
No.
Like, there's a whole community. Like, you'll come out to the party in Hope later.
Yep.
And maybe you'll meet somebody
and
there.
And all your partners are going
to
be there.
And maybe that was the reason that, the universe had. You were supposed to be with this person. They broke up with you so you can meet somebody at the party in Hope.
Yeah.
But you can't go unless you become a partner in Hope. So, sign up today.
Yep.
The word ROCK. Text the word ROCK to 785-833. There's going to be a link right there. Click that link to St. Jude to donate and become that $19 a month.
How many do we need this? Tell us
as
what?
Far as the goal for the 9 o'clock hour, 40. Okay.
Alrighty. We got this. Yeah. 9 o'clockers, you got this.
Well, 6 o'clockers had it easy yesterday, this morning with 25.
Yeah.
But the 9 o'clockers, the goal is to get 40 partners in Hope. And the easiest way to do it, of course, is to text. And from what I'm hearing from Memphis, they're like, oh my gosh, the texts are coming in. This is like
it's
like a river of text flowing as a class 5.
Wow.
So that's not quite right, but it's like fast.
That feels good.
Keep it up. Text the word ROCK to 785-833. Let's see if you want to text the show if you would like to inspire others to become partners in Hope or tell a personal story of what inspired you. 818-955-2955. That's our regular number, and you can call and share your story. If you want to share your story, I do have some other tickets. Just my regular tickets that I have. I said the 4-pack to Avatar. So if you want to call up, participate on the show, and give us a motivational message. I also got the Toto tickets to give away, and Chicago and Styx. So share your story, and I'll give you some tickets.
Jane and Claire shared their story, and I want to mention, because Claire had medulloblastoma, which is a certain kind of brain cancer, and had, you know, Claire sitting here with her mom, Jane. It was devastating, obviously, to get the diagnosis. But think of how devastating her diagnosis would have been in 1960. If Claire had gotten brain cancer in 1960, 10% chance of survival. But because of St. Jude, because of Danny Thomas, because of all of you who became partners in Hope or are going to, hopefully this hour, 85% chance of survival. And little Claire was there in 2018, had the proton therapy, which I have learned that we potentially donated to, which is cool. She's sitting here today. She gets her braces off in 2 months, you guys. It's so exciting. I mean, that would not have happened without all of us. That she gets to have a life and be a 15-year-old girl, you know? So, you know, from 10% in 1960 to 85% today is absolutely incredible.
So text the word ROCK to 785-833. Let's keep this thing going. I think, didn't you challenge, Jordan, people who smoke cigarettes because you've recently had to quit because of your own health issues, and then how much you realized how much you spent? It was just unconscious spending before, but then you realize how much you were spending on that. I would like to further that and say people who drink wine.
If you just stop
drinking one extra bottle for the kids.
I love the kids and everything, but no.
No, I'm talking to the red wine drinkers who are the super winos, because I saw today the latest viral TikTok food hack is vanilla ice cream doused in red wine. So if that sounds good to you, how about putting one bottle down and give that to the kids, okay? The $19, if you're like, oh, red wine ice cream, red wine float, I'm in. So I'm challenging the wine drinkers to maybe chill on the wine for just one bottle a month. You're buying more than one bottle a month. It's about one bottle a month.
I can admit to that.
Is $19 a good bottle of wine?
It's a nice school night wine. It's fine.
School night wine. Okay.
That's what I call it.
If you call it school night wine, you got an issue, and you could probably do with less one left.
Where are my wine sisters at?
Yeah.
Hey.
See, we got three partners right now, right here.
Yes. Write that quickly. All right, all you wine drinkers, come on.
Smokers and wine drinkers.
Yeah.
There
you go.
And the whiskey drinkers.
I got to throw
the whiskey drinkers out there. Come on. Right.
We called out pot smokers, too.
The Blind Barrels community. Yeah. That's another solid community out there. The Blind Barrels. And the four whiskey fans. You know who you are. Mm-hmm. So I'll challenge them. The people.
The lager drinkers.
Yes, the beer people.
Come on.
All you crackheads out there who are fans of mycrack.com, I'm challenging you crackheads to also become partners in hope. Together as a community, we can get we can do a lot more.
It feels good.
Yeah, Frank, you were talking about, you know, it feeling good, and you could be going through and just having a regular day, and then you go and get the mail, and then you see that mail that you get from St. Jude, and you open it up, and you see that kid that you're helping out, and that really just changes your whole day right there.
And it lets you know, like, where the money's going. Like, yeah. Look at this. We got this now. We got this new proton thing. I mean, the reason there's only three in the country is because those things are super-duper expensive, and I guess they had to actually crane that thing in, because it doesn't come with IKEA instructions. It's together, and they had to crane it in, and this is like the most, like, just hearing about it, it's just so crazy and advanced. It's like the Hadron Collider in there. It's like, we got to make this laser of protons to pinpoint the tumor so all the other cells are fine, the healthy ones don't get touched.
It only goes after the bad ones.
And so this is what we're it's a research hospital, and all the research is shared with everybody. You know, they can call up other doctors and you can call up St. Jude anytime and say, hey, I have this patient, whether they want to try to submit that patient to St. Jude. But St. Jude will advise them on whatever they could do from their own facility if St. Jude can't take them in. It's like the information is
there. Yeah, they're even doing a global initiative right now because they're always trying to better themselves at St. Jude, whether it's through their medicine or their equipment or whatever it is, but not just for the United States. So they also want to do global initiatives where it's like, no matter where you are in the world, you can also receive the kind of care that St. Jude can offer. Because here in the United States, thank God, 4 out of 5 kids who get diagnosed with cancer survive. That's not the same in other countries. It's like 1 out of 5. And Danny Thomas, his whole point was no kid should ever die from childhood cancer. That means anywhere in the world. And that is what St. Jude, they're going next level so that they can help kids no matter where they are in the world. And I think that's really cool. And so you're helping fund that as well with $19 a month. It's $19 a month.
We need 40 of you to become a partner in hope. That's the goal for the 9 o'clock hour with Los Mookies tickets available for somebody who becomes a partner in hope in this particular hour. So text the word rock to 785-833. I got a text to our normal text line, 951. Darren says, this is Darren. Okay. I became a partner last year and called out my fellow workers at the city of Moreno Valley. And this year I made my daughter a partner. That's the thing. It's like, I mean, if you're already a partner and continues on, you can make, you know, one of your children a partner. I became a grandfather this year, and like I said, it's a whole it's a layer of love on that onion that I didn't even know existed. And I'm a good time grandpa. You know, it's like I let them be parents. I sit back and I love watching them struggle and making their mistakes, but that's part of being a parent and going through that whole learning process. This is way beyond watching struggle. It's like, but I'm there to help out in any way I can. I'm here to help. So in a weird way, it's like with all these kids, it's like I'm the grandfather. Well, I'm here to help in any way I can. It's the $19 a month is how I can help. That's how we can help somebody else. But as far as like, I can't imagine. I mean, Claire was diagnosed at 8 years old. You know, my grandson's 10 months old. Mm. And so, you know, like, and he's healthy and he's happy. And I'm going to make him a partner in hope today. I don't know if he's going to be the youngest one. You can beat me on that if you want.
Ooh.
By making your kid a partner in hope. And I do see it as like, if I can somehow the universe sees that, makes him okay forever, I'll be fine. So it's like I said, a healthy kid tax. So grandparents, now that I'm one of you, I'm challenging all of you. I know you're going to do it. I mean, because I know how you feel. You're a grandparent. It's the best thing in the world. So if all the grandparents out there became partners in hope, and then you keep that alive for them when the grandparent passes away and honor them for being that person, make them partners in hope so they stay in the fight for everybody's kids and everybody's grandkids, okay? Text the word ROCK to 785-833. That's the word ROCK to 785-833. Come on, grandparents, let's do it.
And do it because you're moved by what Frank just said, because it does feel good. But do it for the T-shirt. do it for the hoodie or do it for Los Spookies tickets. I mean, whatever is going to motivate you.
Oh, I do have the names of the people who won the early incentives beyond the incentive of the T-shirt and the sweatshirt. In the 6 o'clock hour, the pair of Guns N' Roses tickets went to Robert Johns.
Or Johns.
Robert Johns. Okay.
Johns.
Okay.
From Ridgecrest, California.
Congrats.
7 o'clock hour was that family four pack of 1 day, one park passes to Disneyland. That winner is Mary DeWeese. DeWeese. from Ventura. All right, ooh, Mary, hey. That's awesome. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, the Manat tickets a pair went to Lydia Young. From Los Angeles, California. She got the Manat tickets. So
nice.
up for grabs right now is the Los Bookies tickets. So
become a partner in hope.
And then we'll let you know if you want. It's the 9 o'clock hour. So probably let you know tomorrow if you want at the end of the hour. Because we're trying to get 40 in this hour. My nose is running.
It's all right. 34 Partners in Hope gets a CT scan for a patient. And 8 Partners in Hope gets 1 day of chemotherapy for a patient. You know, chances are they need several chemotherapy appointments. Mm-hmm. So every little bit helps. So it's you have your phone in your hand right now. You have your phone in your hand all the time. Just text the word ROCK to 785-833. Click the link. Frank and I are right there. It'll take you about a minute. And then you can spend the rest of your day feeling amazing about yourself because you just did something that matters. It truly matters.
This time of year, I mean, we're in December and we're like a couple of weeks away from Christmas itself and like being able to go out. And I think I remember mentioning, what have you done in December, the December stuff to do? Have you gone to look at lights? Have you built a snowman? Well, maybe not so much in Southern California, but as far as like those things that you kind of take for granted every, you know, like putting up the tree and all that stuff. It's like there's a kid who didn't get to put up the tree in his house. They maybe watched the video or FaceTimed him while they were in the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
But as far as like those moments that, and like Johnny was pointing out earlier, it's sometimes the pain in the ass moments of like, you know, just the hectic part of the holiday and it gets on your nerves and it's like, do this, do that, don't do that. But you're just lucky to have those moments. And then especially around this time of year, those things that make us cozy. It's like, you know, sitting on your couch or whatever, making hot chocolate for your kids.
Yeah.
But they could be, you know, out of it and can't drink hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm. I know I told you to put your shoes on 15 times, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's insignificant to what these kids are going through. And I know every parent out there has had that conversation.
Oh, yeah.
I told you we had to be out the door 10 minutes ago.
I don't have kids. Is there ever a point where you go, then don't wear shoes? Fine. We're leaving.
Right.
I can't do this with you anymore.
Yes, there is.
Go barefoot to school. Be that kid. I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe that's not why I'm not a parent.
But it's
dogs don't need shoes.
Absolutely. Absolutely, that's why you're not.
But I know you have pairs of them.
She is a partner in help.
I am. Okay. I am helping.
So she's a parent in a degree, in a way.
But I don't have to force anybody to put shoes on. I can't imagine that struggle.
Right. You don't have to do that.
I imagine
you don't have to get them out of bed. Like, get out of bed. Just because they're like getting ready for school, where it's like,
I don't want to go. Yeah.
You know, in all these scenarios that you guys are talking about, you're there with your kids.
Yeah.
And that's still the most amazing thing to me about St. Jude's is that
it's their bed you're telling them to get out of.
The family gets to stay together. I mean, there's no splitting up, dividing, you know, the responsibility of recovery. It's the family, you know, working together. The parents being able to be there and be supportive for their child. And, you know, Anna showed us a video that she took of the Macy's Day Parade that they built for the little kid who was in their room.
Why not tell us about it?
This was crazy.
Yes. So a patient that I've gotten really close with these last few weeks at the hospital, we get to bring a lot of artists to come perform at the hospital, and she has not missed one. She even came on Monday and was sick right before she walked in. She was beautiful, and I got to know them really well. And her mom said they were in the hospital on Thanksgiving, and then all of a sudden there was a knock on the door, and music started playing. And they had a cutout of the New York City skyline with Macy's and the turkey on it. And her staff were on their hands and knees passing character balloons across her doorway like they were at the Macy's Day Parade. There was Bluey, there was Spider-Man, there was Mickey Mouse. She was so excited, so excited. And her mom said, we had the toughest night that night before. I did not sleep. I did not leave her bed next to her. And I had not seen her clap and smile and laugh. And she was like, that's what these staff are doing. Like, she was like, we were, even as parents, we were trying to put it on the TV and she was sleeping. But she, when she had that come by her door in person, it just lit her up.
They think of everything.
That's the stuff. We're talking about, like, decorating the tree and making that small sense of normalcy happen for these kids so they don't miss out on a childhood due to this tragic, you know, diagnosis. But they're doing that. St. Jude's does that. They provide these memories and this little sense of normalcy for the kids and the family. And that's
from the food in the kitchen to the Christmas trees to the, you know, even school. Like, you know, kids, Johnny, your kids may not want to go to school. They think they don't.
Oh,
but
no.
They would miss it if they couldn't go. Yeah. And that's why St. Jude has, so it's 6 teachers on staff.
Yeah.
So that when your kid does finally beat cancer and go back to school, they're not behind. They get to continue on with the rest of their class to keep everything normal.
Mm-hmm. I can tell you through my own experience, like just the small amount of time that I was in a hospital and then, you know, told that I couldn't do anything for a week afterwards. My biggest thing is that I wanted to get back to work as soon as possible.
Of course.
One, because I love being here with you guys. But two, because it was that sense of routine, that sense of normalcy where I wasn't like an outlier. Something was wrong with me.
Right.
You know, I just wanted to reassimilate and be, you know, myself again. And I think that's
how these kids feel.
Mm-hmm.
Text the word rock to 785-833. Click the link. It'll literally take you about a minute, and you'll feel awesome. You'll get the T-shirt, the sweatshirt, and potentially you'll go see Los Boobies.
Thank God you said it right then, because Lou from 805 says, can you please say the text number again for St. Jude? I'm ready to pull the trigger.
Do it.
Come on, Lou.
So I've been a partner in Hope since 2003. Somebody else, 805. I'm 7 months pregnant. And I made my son to be born a partner in Hope. So she beat me. I had 10 months.
She beat you.
She went 7 months womb.
All right, somebody get pregnant right now so you can make your potential baby a partner in Hope. Do it right now.
Or if you're possibly getting pregnant right now.
Yeah. Click that link,
take
baby.
Take the time to text rock. That's the word rock.
You said rock.
Spell it right.
Yes, just rock to 785-833.
Got some weird habits,
you. I made you a partner in hope during coitus.
Yes, which is a horrible word.
You're the earliest.
In fact,
you were a sperm when I made you a partner.
Yes.
Make that your foreplay. Hey, baby, you want to be a partner in Hope tonight? Schedule it.
Let's make a little partner in Hope tonight.
Oh, I love it. This is amazing. Yeah.
I think I just grossed everybody out. That's
so
awesome.
I mean, you grossed everybody out when you said coitus.
805 says, Frank deserves a round of pussy today. Challenges. This guy's challenging all crybabies. All right, great baby, busy house party.
Frank, you no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I'm a crybaby.
Yeah, you can.
I'm a crybaby.
I don't care.
I guess I'm just. Let's give some shout outs to all the people who have donated so far in the 9 o'clock hour. Janine from Buena Park, thank you. Just became a partner in Hope. James from Upland, Enrico from Arcadia, Robert from Artesia, George from Downey, Patty from Oxnard, Miguel from Santa Ana, and Sarah from Yorba Linda all became partners in Hope in the 9 o'clock hour. And I'm assuming they would like to also have.
We got 21 tickets to go. So keep texting the word rock to 785-833. And I guess I got to say it again, 626. You don't text the word rock to our particular text line and just think that made you a partner in Hope.
Pasadena, what are you doing?
You have to text the word rock to 785-833. And then a St. Jude link will show up. And you click on that link. And then you go through the process of, you know, becoming a partner in Hope.
Very easy.
You just don't text the word rock to us and make it happen. Okay. But appreciate you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, Heidi, I didn't hear you say Riverside out there. Come on, meth heads.
Oh,
let's do it.
Challenging the meth heads?
Yeah. Text the word rock, you know, like crack rock.
Uh-huh. Oh,
rock to 785-833. Uh-huh. Come
on. That's the candy meth man telling you to do that.
Candy meth man.
The candy meth man. Yes.
You got to listen to the whole show.
Whatever it takes.
Let's see. I want to challenge all the linemen and line women. Electricians, utility workers, we all know how much we make. That's from AC in the 323.
I'm guessing that means you can afford it.
Uh-huh. Jeremy from Oxnard says, I want to challenge all my pest control people in Southern California to become a partner and help like I just did. So yeah, Jeremy just became a partner and help. Mike wants to challenge all car enthusiasts. If we got money for parts, we can spare $20. Come on, guys.
Right. Not even
partners in Hope.
Not even 20, only 19.
Yeah, and then throw a little St. Jude sticker on your car.
Oh,
really
yeah.
Really show it off. That'll, you know what I mean?
That'll get the ladies.
Come on.
Hey, Heidi and Frank Show. I became a partner in Hope at St. Jude this morning at 7 a.m. and 7 a.m. hour. You guys always make my day when I listen to your morning show. Really appreciate you guys supporting St. Jude. You guys rock. Stay radical, my people. HF, thank you guys for supporting St. Jude. I'm so glad. Okay.
Speaking of rock, text
Tulsa,
rock.
Oklahoma.
Oh.
From Sunshine from Tulsa is now a partner in Hope. So, yeah, you'll stay all over the place. Because even though St. Jude is located in Tennessee and Memphis, it's like really, it's everybody. It's got a global initiative now. So, but yeah, everybody involved. I mean, you do these radiothons with a bunch of different stations, I know, from all over. And I know that we've been.
Over 100.
Happening right now.
Wow.
And I think, I mean, if you want to go tell everybody how successful that we've been in the past, that KLOS and the Heidi and Frank Show were number one.
Number one?
Of all time?
So within the rock field, yeah. Like out of all of our rock markets across the country, you guys have, since year one, y'all have been at the top.
Also that's all because of you.
Not, proud of you.
Yeah.
Proud of all of
and
you.
And the community that we built together. And, you know, I see when we go out, I love, like, having events and seeing all your faces. Like I said, it's like a family reunion.
Yeah.
When you guys come out. We've had people, you know, meet each other and have their own babies, little Heidi and Frank babies. And so, yeah, it's a very, very tight-knit group. And I appreciate all of you so much. And these 2 days are really how we judge any of our success on. It's not about the ratings that we receive, like I said, on a weekly and then a monthly and then a, you know, quarterly basis. This is the measure of true success because it's real numbers. It's not, okay, this is an exact science. It's how many partners in Hope did we get? How much money did we raise? And I always encourage, you know, the sales staff here to go out and, I mean, even though our ratings are great as far as, like, you know, you're supporting us here in the mornings and on KLOS, and the KLOS is doing great, and thank you so much for your continued support and listenership. But I always encourage them to go out and say, can you believe that they've made more money for St. Jude than any other rock station in the country? Any other rock show or, you know, morning show? It's because we care about it so much.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not going to interrupt the show to make Emo eat a scorpion nut.
Oh.
You know, it's like even how much fun that is for me.
I know.
This is the show for the next 2 days. And like I said, this is what matters the most is getting together and our true measure of success and our true purpose of why we get up every day and do it. Because we want to make a mark. I know it'd make my mom proud.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. She'd be proud of you, Frank, for sure.
Yeah, it says... about Thanksgiving or even the holidays, it's like, what do you look forward to most? Is like, oh, being with family. It's like, that's always one of the top things. And so that's why, you know, seeing Claire and her mom and knowing the other four siblings were able to go out there and spend time with her, because, like, yeah, being, it's like the list of things during this time of year that make you feel all warm and cozy, whether it be the hot chocolate, yeah.
You have that FOMO,
a blanket,
yeah,
or cuddling under a blanket with your mom. Or, you know, just spending time with family.
Christmas, like, shopping.
Yeah, don't take that stuff for granted this year. Become a partner in Hope, and then, you know, when you're with your family, tell them what you did and why you did it,
mm-hmm.
and how it means so much, and you can't imagine losing any of them. And if you can inspire all your entire family to become partners in Hope, then, you know, only brings you closer together. And then get your shirts and your sweatshirts, take a big picture together, and send it to St. Jude. Let them show the kids. It's like, hey, this is the so-and-so family, and they every single one of them. Even that... And that one, the one that's pregnant, right, partner on the belly.
Yeah.
In magic marker or something, yeah. With an arrow pointing down.
A partner in the oven or something. Yeah. Like instead of the bun in the oven.
Partner inside.
Yes.
Something. Partner on board.
Yeah.
Something. Just to inspire more of you, because we want to break our records. I know we used to do F Keith, F Cancer, and we raised a lot of money when Keith was here because people hated him. And he's not here anymore. So we did get rid of one cancer, but we need to get rid of two.
Yes.
We need to really work on this actual cancer thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be done because Keith is gone.
Not just a comedy cancer.
Just to know that this we have succeeded in killing one.
Real cancer.
Yeah. Never to be seen again. Eradicated it.
I wouldn't say comedy cancer, Heidi, because you are still here.
But. Yeah. I wouldn't say that.
I'm in remission.
Yeah, I would say.
I would say hilarious today, no?
Manic. I would say good idea cancer. That was kind of Keith's, you know, specific diagnosis.
Yeah.
Tyrannosaurus cash.
Cashasteroid.
That kind of thing.
Gotcha.
No longer.
Bye.
Name game cancer.
The name game.
You're going to get him into a PTSD situation there, Jordan. We should stop.
No, it's the joy from all of you becoming partners in hope is pretty much why Keith's not here. I mean, you can't do so many years and then we break records and Keith's still got to be around.
Yeah, he's gone now.
He had to hold to his word and resign.
We're coming for you, leukemia. You saw what we did to Keith.
Yeah, he's our new PD, leukemia is his name.
And we're going to get rid of him, too.
Yeah, Luke, F cancer.
It's 94% this year that we're going to get rid of, but by next year, leukemia is out of here.
He is out of here.
Bye, Luke.
You know, I guess speaking of the name game. We got some names we could shout out.
People who
have become partners this hour.
Who's been a partner so far?
Did we already say Janine from Buena Park?
No.
I don't think we did. James from Upland?
No, we didn't.
Enrico from Arcadia. Yes. Robert from Artesia.
I'll get more.
George from Downey. Patty from Oxnard.
All brand new information.
Miguel from Santa Ana. And Sarah from Yorba Linda. We were talking names.
Right. Really have to
learn. Enrico and Miguel. Really going for those boogies tickets. Enrico and Miguel. I know what inspired you. So keep on.
Whatever it takes.
Texting the word rock to 785-833. Yeah, my sister over Thanksgiving sent me a video of my dad saying, Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And Dina was, you know, back there with dad and on Thanksgiving. So on Thanksgiving, we got that. That meant so much to have those moments.
Oh, yeah.
Still. I mean, it still hits you. When you So, yeah, really enjoy those moments this year with the ones that you love. And be grateful and humble that you don't have to deal with this. And that we can be a part of the solution. $19 a month. Text the word ROCK to 785-833.
You know, when Jane was in here with her little girl Claire, who got diagnosed at 8 years old in 2018, now she's 15. You know, what you just said is like another reminder where you're like, enjoy the moments, especially the moments you got coming up for the holidays. Because think about what Jane said. They were just hiking, fishing, out playing, never thought anything of it. Daughter gets a headache. A couple days later, her daughter says, I see two mommies. And she was like, something's wrong. And then, like, within 3 days, their entire life changed, you know, in that moment.
Yeah.
All because of that. So you never know. So no matter what, if it's, you know, forcing your kid to put a shoes on or whatever it is.
I mean, people have it in them, I mean, to want to give and support. And you see the GoFundMes and on social media where it's like, oh, they found out that this guy, he's been walking to work. And he lives 30 miles away, and he walks every single day. And so they do a GoFundMe and get the guy a car. I get it. I think that's awesome. This guy is like, let's get him a car. The most recent one I saw was of that 88-year-old man who had to go back and start working at Walmart because he lost his pension through GM, and his wife got sick, and she passed away, and he was $200,000 in medical debt. And he had to go back to work at Walmart, and somebody asked him his story, and he told it, and they started GoFundMe and raised $2 million for that guy. So I'm like, I know that you want to help and you want to give. And so if we can, you know, I mean, I'm glad this old guy can now retire and get right up from under his debt. But it's like, this is what we're doing here. It's like this, you know, we're giving back, you know, this is really kind of like a GoFundMe. But it's like to know that, you know, we can raise $2 million for an old man who just, you know, this story is much bigger here. And we can get on board. I'd love to raise $2 million in the next 2 days with Partners in Hope. To be able to, because I mean, the reaction of that old man when he was told that he had the $2 million and he could retire and how thankful and grateful he was. I mean, those families that are just so thankful and grateful that St. Jude's exists and the lights stay on and the doors stay open because of people like you. It's very rare that you get to meet a patient that you might have been responsible for saving.
She was here
today.
So cool.
I got to look into her living eyes and see that smile on her face.
It's something else.
I'll never forget that.
Me either.
All right. Text the word ROCK to 785-833 and become a partner in hope. And you get the sweatshirt and T-shirt and all the good stuff. I think you know, I covered that. We got more people calling in with they became partners in hope today. Hey, Stacy.
Hey, good morning, everybody. You know, I have a couple reasons why I became partner today. One is you had a previous caller that stated anyone that's won tickets on the show should really step up. And through the years, I've been listening, and you guys provided me with so many tickets, blessed me with so many tickets to different shows. I've seen Metallica, have floor seats to Metallica, Bush, went to Sick New World. So I'm really grateful for that. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. But what really pushed me over was Jane's story. Mm-hmm. And I have five kids myself, 21, 9, 8, 8-year-old, 3-year-old, and a 2-year-old. And, you know, with that many kids, you know, statistics are, you know, for something happening, they go up. And it just, you know, her daughter saying that she stopped to moms when she looked up, it just really, really hit home, and that really pushed me over. So I encourage everybody and anybody that's out there, if you can.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Stacey. I'm glad that that you were inspired to do it, and because you won so many tickets, you feel like you got to give back. Do you want some more tickets? Do you want to go see Toto?
You know, it's Christmas season. It's really hard, man. Like I said, I got five kids as is.
Well, this is not until August of next year, August 14th of next year.
You can consider by then. Your 21-year-old could watch them.
Okay.
Be 22
right,
then.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it.
You got some Toto tickets, Stacey. Look, we just keep giving you tickets. You keep giving back,
man. Right, right. Really. And, Jordan, I saw you at the Foggy Molly. I was exiting, and I was going in, and you were leaving.
Oh, yeah.
And I like, froze up. Yeah, I saw you. I froze up, and your lady was so nice. She stepped in. She was like, you want me to take a picture? I was like, oh, yeah, of course, but... I froze up when I saw you, but yeah.
Hey, that was awesome, Stacey. I hope you enjoyed that show, and I hope you enjoy Toto, which will be down in Long Beach.
Awesome,
so I'll
show.
See you down there, too.
Yeah, he'll be there as well. Stay on hold, Stacey.
Oh, he froze up, Jordan. You're a big deal to him.
I guess so, but that was an awesome concert. And it's always really cool when you get to see fans out, and they're just so kind. We got the best fans in the world, so thank
Absolutely
you guys.
True.
George...
Yes, I'm here.
You became a partner in Hope today, or have you been one for a while?
I've been one for a while, about 4 years now, and I became one just because of my situation, and it's been great. 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with a meningioma, got in a car accident, seized out, and went to USC Gek Medical, and the doctor there did a great job, and I'm here today to talk to you guys.
So you they ended up finding something because of your accident?
Correct. They did a CT scan because my car was wrecked, crashed into three other cars, and they wanted to make sure I didn't have any broken bones or anything. And they did a CT scan and found what's called a meningioma. And once that happened, you know, my life just went upside down. Mm. It was scary.
Where is a meningioma?
It's technically a brain tumor, but it grows from the layer of your meninges. So you have your brain, then you have fluid that supports your brain, right. And it came from the meninges. They diagnosed me on a Wednesday, and it so happened that it was my daughter's birthday, June 9th, 2021. She was 14 then, and now she's 18.
And you're still around to see her. That's awesome.
Yes, I am. And
is she a partner in Hope?
So glad I am. You know what? She's 18. I'm going to have to talk her into it and have her do it.
Oh, just you do it for her.
You make her one.
You know what? She has a job now. She's working, and she's happy to be working, and maybe I could get her to just do that. If not, I'll get one for her.
Yeah, inspire her to become a partner in Hope, mm-hmm. and based off, you know, your story, and you wouldn't be around if it hadn't been for some great doctors, and maybe those doctors got some information from St. Jude when they shared
Chances
their
are.
Research with them.
Most
so,
likely.
Especially
mm-hmm.
with a brain type of cancer. So do you want some Toto tickets?
Yeah, I'll take some Toto tickets. And also, I want to challenge all the machine shops out there, engine rebuilders, automotive shops, tire shops. You know, we know they all make money. Self-employed people are doing that. You know, I challenge them to become a partner in Hope.
All right. Thank you, George.
Oh,
you
I know they have that money, too.
You stay on hold.
Got my brakes done last week. $800. I know you guys got the money.
Yeah.
$300-something in labor. Yeah. All right.
You ever done brakes?
I know I got to learn how to do the brakes.
Yeah, I figured you're a very handy kind of guy.
One of the brakes is just
not around here.
Other
stuff
here,
we've heard.
Of course,
you just don't want to screw up your own brakes.
That's true.
Lexi's on line 3. Hello, Lexi.
Good morning, Sam.
Real quick, Lexi, I want to remind people about the text message. Yeah. We got 13 more to hit our goal for the 9 o'clock hour, and our goal was... 40. So we got 13 to go. Text the word rock to 785-833 to help us hit our goal and help us break previous records that we've set in the past for how many people became partners in Hope. Lexi?
Good morning, guys. Morning. It's Mile 22, Lexi. And I'm a partner in Hope. I'm going to sign up my sister to be a partner in Hope today, too. Awesome. I lost my aunt to breast cancer years ago, but it's still the most devastating thing of my entire life. And I just can't imagine any parent losing their child to something so devastating. So I'm signing my 19-year-old sister up today. I also wanted to give a shout out to Jordan. Jordan, I'm so happy you're doing well. And it was inspiring to hear your story about wanting to train for the Chicago Marathon. I did the Long Beach Marathon in October. It was gnarly, but it's the greatest thing I've done. It's such an accomplishment, and to hear that you're sticking to it and wanting to do this is amazing.
Appreciate you, Lexi.
Now, for those of you that are now joining us 9 o'clock hour and you missed Jordan's story about November when he had his heart attack, and the reason behind it. Jordan, you want to give people a recap? Well, you might have missed that.
I mean, the reason why I started training and was trying to work out for my No Excuses November was because at our last party in Hope that happened you know, the weekend before Labor Day, I decided that I'm going to run the Chicago Marathon. And so November is when I started my training, November 4th to be exact, and then November 5th is when I had my heart attack. So really, I mean, St. Jude, I got to give it credit for inspiring me to want to better myself. But through that process, I found, you know, I found a glitch in my own, you know, giddy up, and I fixed it, you know, through the help of, you know, Dr. Soria and the angioplasty that I had to go through. But this ordeal, it doesn't stop with me finding out that I had a heart attack or going through that experience. I'm going to run that marathon. I'm not going to stop because I got hurt. Just like these kids don't stop because they're sick and they're going through the treatments. You know, like if these kids can be strong enough and fight for themselves to get better and go through the treatments at St. Jude, I can fight through this heart attack and go run a marathon because I don't need to finish like first. I'm pretty sure
you're not going to. Yeah. I don't mean to be Debbie Downer, but
That Nigerian guy is already going to be home. Back to Nigeria.
He's actually already finished it before it started.
But I am going to finish it. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to run this thing, and I'm going to finish a marathon because that's pretty cool.
I'm proud of you.
I want to do it for the kids. And I mean,
I can't imagine the feeling you're going to have when you cross that finish line and you did it for yourself and you did it for the kids at St. Jude's.
It starts with the self.
That trial.
And Jordan, maybe if you...
Bunions and sore and wounds and blisters.
If you didn't start training, let's say, for this thing that you promised, the No Excuses, the St. Jude, all that.
Yep.
And then, you know, get your life on track. Maybe this would have happened in a situation where you couldn't have been helped.
I know. And that's one of the things that...
Like, everything does happen for a reason. As cheesy as that sounds, it's like, you know, it's like the guy that just called who was in a car accident. They wouldn't have found his cancer had he not been in a car accident that had a CT scan.
And that's what's wild about, you know, life. And I'm grateful that I had a wake-up call before, you know, a permanent sleep situation. But the thing is, we get to make these choices, you know, and the choice that I'm making to, you know, do the marathon was born out of this, you know, inspiration from what we do here on the radio, you know, St. Jude's Radiothon that we do every year that is really changed my life for the better since we started doing it. I mean, I've been with you guys since you've been at KLOS, and I've been at KLOS for 19 years, but this has been the greatest experience. And I know, Frank, you were talking about it. Like, the purpose of what we do is these 2 days.
Yes.
And, you know, like, we used to do it in February, and I'm so stoked that we actually moved it to December because we get this sense of the season. Mm. You know, like, coming out of Thanksgiving, where we're all so grateful to see family, and then we're going into Christmas, where... Or, you know, whatever holiday you want to celebrate. This whole time of the year, this solstice time of the year, really brings to perspective, like, what life is all about. And it's about giving back. And it's about that sense of family and being with your community and doing, you know, some positivity. And it's, you know, Q4, so really tax write-off season.
Right. So and not only tax write-offs, Jordan, Los Bookies!
You get chances. We're incentivizing you with Los Bookies, but really the incentivization is you. Just
we've got about 12 minutes to get in for hit our goal, and I already mentioned Los Bookies tickets. That's the give back for the hour. Somebody who becomes a partner in Hope in this hour is going to win the Los Spookies tickets to their. They had a sold out show for February 20th. This is for February 21st. They decided to have another show at SoFi, and those are on the table right now. But you got to become a partner in hope in this hour right now, and that's texting the word rock to 785-833. Lexi, you're still there. I appreciate you. I appreciate you making your 19-year-old sister a partner in hope. Do you want some Toto tickets?
Thank you, guys. Do you have a Taylor West shirt, a Christmas shirt, or anything?
Yeah. Oh. What size are you?
Medium.
You ran a marathon. She got a medium, sure. There it is.
Oh, we have our little elves right there.
It's a medium sweatshirt right here.
Hey, Lexi.
Look at that.
Love that. Love you guys so much. Thank you
send
for doing this.
Send us a picture
this.
In it, okay?
We love you too.
I will.
And send us a picture of you and that and your sister in her sweatshirt she got for being a partner in help, okay, when you get that?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks, Lexi. Stay on hold, Lexi. We'll hook you up. 818-955-2955 is the regular number of the show. We're taking your calls. What inspired you to become a partner in hope? Your own personal story if you want to help others be inspired to become partners in hope by texting the word rock to 785-833. Please call or text. A ton of texts coming in. I'm going to have to go through these texts after the show and read some of those tomorrow when we kick it off again for day two. So come back tomorrow. And I do have some more incentives for tomorrow that I will keep to myself and surprises.
Ooh, so. Surprises.
But yeah, for the give back by hour by hour. Stu's here. Stu's going to be doing for the midday radiothon for St. Jude. So it's not stopping. And Nick Carter's going to be doing it as well. So I think this is going to, I don't know if Nick's done it at other radio stations. He's been in the business for a long time.
Yeah.
But this is his first time doing it here at 95.5 KLOS. And so let's show Nick. You know how we do it here, and if you're listening on the way home, and give him a call and support him in his efforts for trying to get the most partners in hope and keep KLOS on the top of the rock St. Jude list. Okay,
yeah, we want to be number one always.
We got Danielle, or is Daniel? Hello, Daniel.
Daniel, yeah.
You became a partner in hope today.
I did.
Yay, Daniel! Yay.
Okay, that's enough.
Yes. So becoming a partner in hope, I've been a listener for years now, right? And this is my basic my cleanse day, right? I sit here and I cry just like Frank at my desk. Everyone looks at me funny as they walk by. but I wanted to share a story, just a minor blip in what these parents go through. When my son was about 4 months old, he was hospitalized at a children's hospital. He was there just because of a respiratory virus. And we spent 4 days in the hospital sleeping on the little cots that they had. Uncomfortable, but they did have, you know, a little center for us to go eat at and all these things. But it wasn't St. Jude. And at the end of those 4 days, we got a bill, and that bill was about $48,000. And one thing that really hit me and made me want to call is the fact that Claire's mom, when she got that call from St. Jude, simply said, "Let me grab my credit card." Because that's just what we do as parents, right? We just make it happen. No matter what the repercussion is, debt, credit cards being maxed out, whatever we have to do, we will do for our children. And that just resonated just because when we saw that bill, luckily we had insurance that covered a great portion of that, but we were still on the hook for a lot of it. And being a partner in hope, being that we get all of the Heidi and Frank listeners out there to donate, takes that choice completely away from the parents, right? They don't have to choose whether they're going to pay bills or they're going to send their children to St. Jude. And I think that's a super important reason why we should all be partners in hope, to take away that financial burden and choice from the parents.
No, but enough. Stop.
That's enough. That's enough.
Just text the word rock to 785-833. It's almost 9 o'clock. It's almost 10 o'clock, and we need six partners in hope before the 10 o'clock hour. Every other hour we've hit our goal. I want you 9 o'clockers to not let us down, and I know you won't.
Mm-hmm. Daniel, thank you so much for sharing your story, and that did resonate with me as well when she said I was going to grab my credit card. Like you said, the parents will do whatever they have to do to make sure their child is healthy, and that burden, that weight that the parents are going to feel, like you said, you were on the hook for a lot of it, that they don't have to feel anymore. It's like...
Exactly.
I said it the first time we did this, and it just hit me, was that they always say that, you know, God doesn't give you more than you can handle. And I never believed that. I was like, yes, he does. Life hits you sometimes hard as hell. And this is probably one of the biggest punches any parent could take, is finding out their kid has cancer.
Yeah.
And God maybe gives you more than you can handle, but He doesn't give us more than we can handle for you, okay? So it's like, it's on us to take
to take the punch for you. And that is the $19 that we're all pitching in to pay for everything, so you don't have to worry about a damn thing, okay? That's what we're here for. We want you not to take that burden on yourself. We are here to carry you through that. We'll take what God handed you, and we'll take care of it, okay? Become a partner in hope. Text now. Text the word ROCK to 785-833. Says we needed 6 to go. Stu's here. Come on in here, Stu. He's got the We Won't Stop shirt on, one of the classic St. Jude shirts. I've got
a collection of these things now, and I couldn't figure out which one I wanted to wear.
I know. I got a whole closet full of them, too. So
we'll get a new one.
Do you remember what year that was from, the red We Don't Stop shirt?
Maybe Anna knows.
Anna knows.
COVID year 2020.
Yep. Oh.
That was us saying, like, we're not stopping.
Yeah.
If everything else stops, we continue.
And then, have you seen the cool shirt we have now, Stu?
I love it. It's a classic design.
And I bet you didn't know that KLOS is like the number one rock format station for the St. Jude Radiothon of all the rock stations in the country.
I do know
that's why we're the only ones that they've actually made in combination a 95.5 KLOS.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No other radio station.
I didn't know that. The
Rainbow Racetrack logo. Uh-huh. So it's a true KLOS St. Jude t-shirt that they don't do this for everybody, because you've come through so many years, year after year after year after year, that our relationship with St. Jude is incredible. And so you get one of these t-shirts, and you also get this cool-ass sweatshirt.
Look at that hoodie.
Music gives to St. Jude.
That's cool.
Rock and roll. It's like...
It is awesome. So be sure and become a partner in hope. Text the word ROCK to 785-833. Looks like it is time to go.
We do have to wrap it up.
It flew by, but it's not ending. Stu is taking us into the middays.
We'll take you all the way up to, I'll take you to 3 o'clock. Nick will be in after that. It's an amazing 2 days of broadcasting. We do this just once a year. And... it's a departure from what we really do. And man, you stick with us and listen to all this. My hat is off to you. It's not lighthearted all the time. It's not an easy thing, but man, it is so worth it, and it is so affirming to your heart and your soul, and like it's a cleansing. I heard somebody say that. It's mm-hmm. all of that mm-hmm. is true and more. So. The fact that you're here with us at KLOS means everything to us. It means everything to the cause, obviously, and the families. And you'll find that it means everything to you and the people around you, because you are going to be emanating those vibes that you catch here.
Stu today. Herrera!
Right. All right.
Well, that's amazing. That's
all. All right,
cut his mic.
But Stu,
save it for your show. Yeah, keep that momentum going. Yeah,
keep it going with Stu. He's taking over right now, and then Nick Carter's going to take over at 3, and this is day one. But let's break those records, okay? Let's have the best year we've ever had in this 2-day radiothon with St. Jude. And no reason to apologize today.
No.
Come back tomorrow. We're doing it again. We're Heidi and Frank.
Yes.
On this date in 1973, Ace Frehley was nearly electrocuted during a Kiss concert in Florida when he touched a short-circuited light. It carried him away from the stage, but he came back 10 minutes later and finished the show. That incident, the